from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a beautiful weekend here in the Northeast. Temperature 75 degrees where I'm broadcasting from in New Jersey, and it's really beautiful out here. Peak fall foliage, sunny day, temperatures approaching 80. And yes, folks, it's almost Halloween, so we're enjoying a real reprieve from the cold, rainy weather, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. We're going to help you along your way with health information. Intelligent Medicine is about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapy. We invite your questions, 877-726-8255. Our number and our lines are open, and we have some recorded calls as well. You can call that number, 877-726-8255, anytime during the week and record some questions, and they'll provide fodder for a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got lots of stories to share with you this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about vaccine side effects. We're going to visit the issue of whether calcium supplements may be bad for you and deposit calcium in your arteries. Also, a fascinating report in the Journal of the American Medical Association about a traditional Chinese medicine that seems to improve the outcomes of people who are suffering from heart attacks. No, it's not just for minor things like colds and flus. This is a very, very interesting article. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's get started on a theme that really ticked me off this week, and it prompted me to write a detailed article for our newsletter. If you haven't already subscribed to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, go to drhoffman.com and put in your email, and each week you'll get a copy of our newsletter free of charge. This week I'm taking on the meat diabetes connection, a connection which is highlighted in a study that just appeared in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which is entitled Red Meat Intake and the Risk of Type 2 Diabetes in a Prospective Cohort Study of United States Females and Males. Big study, lots of people involved. The press breathlessly reported it as follows. Eating red meat may increase type 2 diabetes risk. That's the New York Times. Too much red meat is linked to 50% increase in type 2 diabetes risk, NPR. Eating red meat more than once a week linked to type 2 diabetes, that's CBS. And the researchers found in this study, and I'm quoting, consumption of red meat, including processed and unprocessed red meat, was strongly associated with increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Participants who ate the most red meat had a 62% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those who ate the least. Every additional daily serving of processed red meat was associated with a 46% greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. and every daily serving of unprocessed red meat, even if it's unprocessed, was associated with 24% greater risk. And they conclude,
limiting consumption of red meat intake and emphasizes the importance of different alternative sources of protein for type 2 diabetes prevention.
And first of all, what continues to appall me is the degree to which the media uncritically parrots, literally copies, press releases from research organizations. I looked at some of the articles in the press, and they literally lifted the language from the press release by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, which, by the way, has a tradition of aligning with planetary health goals, so-called, emphasizing plant-based diets. That's their bias. The study's senior author is Walter Willett, who is a very, very distinguished nutritionist. He actually blew the whistle on trans fats many years ago. And he has co-chaired the Eat Lancet Commission, which I criticized for recommending that we should stop eating animal protein and substitute plant-based foods. He's on record as declaring, quote, we should eat red meat just once a week. So I did a deep dive on this study. And there's so many methodological problems associated with a study. And, you know, if you're not a statistician, you know, it's kind of a deep dive. And I allude to some of them in a more detailed article that you can read in our newsletter when it comes out next week. But the big problem here is that the association between red meat intake, the strongest association is with overall weight. And it turns out that if you look at a lot of people, people who eat a lot of red meat also eat a lot of other stuff. And so they attempted to correct this, you know, with some sort of statistical adjustment. But what it basically comes down to is that the people who are eating a lot of red meat were hoovering up a lot of food. And in this study, they didn't differentiate between people when they got that 64% increase. They didn't differentiate between people who ate unprocessed meat, which is not that great for you, or the processed meat, which is not that great for you, or unprocessed meat, which might be like, you know, filet mignon or ribeye steak. Versus people who ate meat in the form of things like hamburgers, hot dogs, lasagna, tacos. And when you eat that type of meat, you're eating a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of poor quality fats, because much of the red meat that Americans eat, unfortunately, is in the form of fast food. And that isn't necessarily good for you. But when it comes to, say, grass-fed, unprocessed, highly organic meat products, no such study has ever been undertaken. Eating red meat doesn't necessarily make you fat. I'm a case in point, 5'10", 162, BMI of around 23 and change, no cardiovascular risk, very well-controlled blood sugar with a hemoglobin A1C of 4.9. So it's not inevitable that you're going to get this. And when you look at a study like this, one of the most important things to ask yourself is this plausible? Is there a mechanism of action by which meat, particularly red meat, acts literally like a poison to the metabolism, that somehow it can create diabetes? And the authors are kind of at pains to explain it. They say, oh, maybe they could fall back on the argument that saturated fat is bad for you. But in a 2020 study, there was a meta-analysis which found no association between saturated fatty acid intake and heart disease. They looked at meat, they looked at dairy, and in fact, on a ketogenic diet, which is heavily reliant on red meat and full-fat dairy. That's actually one of the best tools against diabetes. The authors then pivot to an explanation that perhaps the iron content of a high meat diet might adversely affect liver function. But it's true that in the condition of hemochromatosis, sometimes referred to as bronze diabetes, you get liver damage and pancreatic damage, which can impair blood sugar control and cause diabetes. But that's a rare condition, one in 300 to 500 individuals, and it's exceedingly rare in females. Most people who consume red meat do not have this condition, and it's unlikely that a slightly higher iron intake is going to impair blood sugar control. And then they suggest that maybe it's a microbiome effect. Maybe if you eat a lot of red meat, it damages the microbiome. We know the microbiome has a lot to do with metabolism. But eating red meat doesn't preclude eating a lot of beneficial high-fiber food that can balance the microbiome. What about the nitrites in cured meat? Well, nobody is suggesting that people consume a lot of luncheon meat, as many people in the red meat cohort did. And then, in case they're running out of reasons, they say maybe red meat is pro-inflammatory, but it's not, according to a comprehensive review that just came out. Our analysis does not support previous observational research associations linking red meat intake and inflammation. So what eludes the researchers, and this is the bottom line, is that folks who eat a lot of red meat might simply consume more calories and are more prone to becoming overweight, which is the key risk factor for diabetes. So I'm going to break that down in an article available in our newsletter next week, and you can take a look. And, again, an epic fail for the media in uncritically accepting the conclusions of this Harvard study. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it, send them some fan mail, and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. From Binghamton, New York, service dogs are not just used for physical disabilities, but for mental disabilities as well. Jeff Kreider is a retired Iraq combat veteran who's had his dog Abby since 2020. Due to his time in Iraq, he suffers from anxiety, PTSD, and depression. He explained that in 2019, he hit rock bottom and tried to commit suicide. After hitting his low point, his counselor suggested he get a service dog, and from then on, he never looked back. She's been on trains, planes, boats, and basically got me back to the person I used to be, Kreider said. Kreider and Abby are now volunteer advocates for Stand With Me, a nonprofit. He is a spokesperson giving presentations to the public on service dog work.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And the doctor's office is open. You can call. And we got plenty of time to answer your questions. We'll get to some of our recorded questions momentarily. But Halloween's coming up. And people are getting their costumes ready. And there's lots of ghoulish costumes, people drenched in blood with eyeballs gouged out. And it makes you wonder, why do people engage in this gruesome activity at the very self-same time when real barbarities and horrible things are happening in the world where they're dismembered bodies and bullet holes in people. And it's quite a paradox that we celebrate ghoulishness at the very self-same time that humans engage in ghoulish behavior. But there's a very intriguing article in the Scientific American that is timely because it references the concept that humans have an innate desire to experience fear. We go into haunted houses, we dress up in scary costumes, and according to the authors of the study, a couple of interesting guys, a guy and a gal, Athena Actippus, has a forthcoming book, A Field Guide to the Apocalypse, A Mostly Serious Guide to Surviving Our Wild Times. The other guy, Colton Scrivener, is a Dane. His forthcoming book is Dark Mind, Soft Hearts, The Science Behind Our Fascination with the Dark Side of Life. And what they're saying here, and I'm quoting from their article in Scientific American, our desire to experience fear, it seems, is rooted deep in our evolutionary past and can still benefit us today. In other words, there's an evolutionary advantage to this behavior. They say scary play, it turns out, can help us overcome fears and face new challenges, those that serve us in our own lives and others that arise in the increasingly disturbing world we all live in. And the article continues, and it's based on experimental evidence with animals and humans. They say, at first blush, getting close to danger seems like a bad idea. Why would natural selection have instilled in animals a curiosity about the very things they should be avoiding? But there is an evolutionary logic to these actions. Morbid curiosity is a powerful way for animals to gain information about the most dangerous things in their environment. And they cite evidence with antelopes who sometimes approach lions. They put themselves in harm's way, but in so doing, they condition themselves to the potential for the need to flee, to develop strategies, to observe the way that the lions behave. And this is part of the way that nature helps us deal with danger. They also say that scary play can help adults navigate fear and anxiety. And they cite an example. There's a place in Denmark called the Dystopia Haunted House. After about 45 minutes of being chased by zombies, monsters, and a pig man with a chainsaw, the visitors ran out of the haunted house and into some members of our research team, who then asked them how they felt. A huge portion said they had learned something about themselves and believed they had some personal growth during the haunt. In particular, they reported learning the boundaries of what they can handle and how to manage their fear. So rehearsing fear in the presence of danger may help us inoculate ourselves against the horror that sometimes confronts us in our day-to-day lives. So that's what Halloween is all about. So go out and put on a costume and celebrate, because there may be evolutionary advantages that these activities confer on us. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
With winter coming and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800 800- 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. In a moment, I'm going to recount something that I experienced in the office with an unusual vaccine side effect. But before we get to that, 877-726-8255 gets into the doctor's office, and we've got Jacob from Staten Island. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. A friend of mine, he's been prescribed a steroid. I think it may be prednisone for some condition. And he wanted to know, are there any supplements that one could take that would attenuate or reduce any of the side effects of steroid?
Yes. And, you know, so generally what steroids are prescribed for is to reduce inflammation. So when people need prednisone, it's not inappropriate to also prescribe some of the other natural anti-inflammatories like curcumin, boswellin, high-dose fish oil, and perhaps something called SPM. SPM is a pro-resolving mediator. It's a byproduct of fish oil. It's kind of like the business end of fish oil for combating inflammation. and I often recommend it to people taking prednisone, but also to offset the side effects of prednisone. You know, what does prednisone do? It can promote osteoporosis, so you may want to take a bone support supplement, something with a balance of calcium, magnesium, miproflavone, vitamin K2, ingredients like that that support bone, along with some DHEA. Because when you take prednisone, you suppress your adrenal production of DHEA. It goes way down. So for mood, to combat the catabolic effects of prednisone. Prednisone is a catabolic steroid. You want to take an anabolic steroid like DHEA. DHEA is not a powerful illicit anabolic steroid drug like bodybuilders abuse, but it is a mild anabolic that can balance the muscle wasting effects of prednisone. And so those are some of the things that I would recommend. I also would recommend a low-carb diet because prednisone can send your blood sugar through the roof. And so it behooves you not to eat a lot of sweets because you're going to turn into a butterball if you take prednisone and eat a lot of carbohydrates. And finally, prednisone interrupts sleep. So take some melatonin at bedtime when you take the prednisone because it's going to actually help to restore your normal circadian rhythm. And I have an interesting story coming up for you later in the program. We'll talk a little bit about melatonin and some of its beneficial effects. Melatonin has been in the crosshairs lately. A lot of people are criticizing melatonin. We don't know what's happening. A lot of people are taking it. What's going on? We haven't explored potential harmful side effects. What beneficial effect of melatonin has been discovered that I think you'll find quite intriguing. All right, 877-726-8255. You know, we're excited here on Intelligent Medicine to welcome a new sponsor. You know, we vet new sponsors very carefully. We don't want to turn you on to something which is not efficacious, so our standards are kind of high. If you're looking to maintain brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. Now, the name Quell, okay, is like kind of deals with bringing down something like potentially inflammation. And cine comes from the word synapse, and synapses are the connections in the brain. The product is Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, for example, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best researched nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, which you may want to take to fend off cognitive decline, or there's Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support, for example. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn, and that's spelled with an E, T-H-O-R-N-E. There you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel. All right, in the office the other day, and as so often happens, I share the office with colleagues with other medical specialties, and it so often happens we have water cooler conversations, although there's no water cooler there. We just, you know, we meet each other in the halls and we talk. And there's a neurologist in my office, and I ran into him. He was very excited. He said, "Let me tell you about this amazing case." And we're always very excited when we diagnose, especially some rare entity in medicine. And he says, "I have a patient with Parsonage-Turner syndrome." And I thought, you know, this is this the name of a rock group, Parsonage-Turner, like the Bachman-Turner Overdrive, you know, meets the Parsons family? I had never heard of it. But he said it's a vaccine reaction. And he describes a patient that he saw who, upon receiving a vaccine, had within a few hours severe, excruciating, debilitating neck and shoulder pain, weakness in the arm on the side where she received the vaccine. And so she went to get that checked out, and she said, you just had the vaccine. They ignored that. They said, well, maybe you have a pinched nerve in your neck. So they, you know, did an MRI of her neck, and they said, well, you know, you really have a pinched nerve, and we don't know exactly why you have the pain. So after a couple of doctors, she went to see the neurologist. She was taking all kinds of pain medication, virtually did nothing to assuage the pain, powerful opiate-like medications, Lyrica, Neurontin for nerve pain, didn't help. And so it turns out that this is a known reaction to vaccines. And there's a case report here about two individuals with clinical presentations of Parsonage-Turner syndrome, whose symptoms began 13 hours and 18 days following receipt of the Pfizer vaccine, and in the other case, the Moderna vaccine. So it definitely is a side effect of the current vaccines. It was actually known prior to COVID because rarely, occasionally, people had reactions to other vaccines. And what is likely happening there is there's a strong immune reaction locally, which is what the vaccine is designed to do. It triggers an immune reaction to get your immune system to wake up and have vigilance against the desired pathogen, you know, whether it be flu or whether it be shingles or whether it be COVID. And so this is a condition that can occur rarely. And, you know, it kind of speaks to the risk-benefit equation associated with this current booster campaign. COVID less prevalent, less severe, and we now have medications for people who are potentially a little more debilitated and at risk of serious COVID outcomes. And telling everybody under the sun to get a booster, especially low-risk individuals, especially children, especially toddlers, is a crazy policy. And I think the public is recognizing that because the latest statistics show just a 3% uptake of the vaccine. That's just 12 million people have bought into the new boosters. And it's lagging very much behind even the flu vaccine. People are more accepting of the flu vaccine because, yeah, it's tried and true. They've done it. You know, maybe it'll help a little bit. But there's not a lot of acceptance of the current COVID boosters. So, for example, Moderna, which soared to very high levels on the stock market, over the past 6 months, there's been a 61% decrease in the stock price of Moderna. They reached a 52-week high of $217. Their low reached this month is 71. So the value of that stock virtually obliterated because they made a lot of it and a lot of people invested in the company. And now they're saying, look, we've got big stockpiles of this. We can't sell it for blood or money. So I asked the neurologist, I said, did you report this vaccine reaction? Because there is this thing, VAERS, the vaccine adverse event reaction system, where you can report vaccine reactions. And, you know, and it as kind of a service to the public to increase awareness, to encourage research and investigation. He said, no. And I said, why? And he said, it's a hassle. It's a hassle to go into that reporting system. Then they may come back at you and they may say, well, you know, what are you like an anti-vaxxer? You know, why are you emphasizing this? Maybe it's just a coincidence. You know, it's doctors are beleaguered and they don't want additional work. So a lot of these vaccine reactions, they occur, doctors shrug their shoulders and say, okay, yeah, maybe it's related to the vaccine. Who knows? Maybe it's a coincidence. And then they don't report these reactions. And then I said, well, okay, you diagnosed this. You did the due diligence. Why don't you write a letter to the editor? You don't have to write a big detailed journal article on this. It takes a lot of time. You have to be an experienced journal article writer, medical researcher, you know, a physician on the front lines may not have the requisite time or skills to produce a high-quality article. And he said, nah, I don't think so. I just diagnosed it. So, you know, that's kind of what we mean when these reported vaccine reactions are just kind of the tip of the iceberg of what may be out there. Hence, public distrust of the messaging from the powers that be, the White House, the CDC, and so on. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoflavanols on brain and heart function. Cocoflavanols share a similar mechanism with beetroot. They both boost nitric oxide. Nitric oxide increases artery flexibility, which improves circulation. A side-by-side comparison of 10 independent studies, 5 cocoflavanols and 5 beetroot, suggests that cocoflavanols increase artery flexibility by as much as 50% more than beetroot. Flavonatrol's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high-flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to flavonaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavonaturals.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. Lauren Lalibert is counting down the days to her wedding on a Cape Cod beach to the love of her life. Steve Bone is an Army veteran and Purple Heart recipient who survived a suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan in 2008. The couple reserved an Airbnb in Harwich to stay before and after the wedding on Saturday. Days away from their big day, the host canceled their stay after Lauren let them know Bone's service dog, Orion, would join them. Steve said, "I've had 3 spinal surgeries, a lot of internal surgeries, so he can pick up keys for me if I drop them. The little tasks like that, bending over, can be an issue." After the story came out, offers of free lodging poured in. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Jump into October with the newest Mario game from Nintendo, Super Mario Bros. Wonder. The game turns classic Mario gameplay on its head with new enemies and power-ups, plus a fun cast of playable characters, including Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toads, Yoshis, and more. Experience this new 2D side-scrolling Super Mario Bros. Game only on the Nintendo Switch family of systems. Play Super Mario Bros. Wonder on TV or on the go with the Nintendo Switch system. Handheld is available on the Nintendo Switch Lite as well. There's also the Nintendo Switch OLED model system, which is now available in the iconic Mario Red color. This Mario-inspired system has a silhouette design of Mario jumping into action at the back of the dock and hidden coins for you to find. For more, go to Nintendo.com. Game and system sold separately. Nintendo Switch Lite plays all games that support handheld mode.
Rated E for everyone. Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning, memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, pain control, inflammation, and immune responses. And so I was very gratified to see this article in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research, which is about the effects of CBD and a companion endocannabinoid, not an endocannabinoid, but in this case, well, it's an endocannabinoid, but you can also take it externally, called CBG. CBD and CBG may promote bone fracture healing, manage pain. Evidence from Penn State College of Medicine study in mice spurs development of clinical formulations. So the problem here is that, according to the lead researcher, Dr. Rayad El Barberi, who's a professor of orthopedics and rehab at Penn State College of Medicine, current methods for managing pain, which are often NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, are not optimal. So, for example, when I broke my hip bicycle riding back in 2006, my orthopedic surgeons, I asked them, well, what can I take for the pain? And he said, well, you know, take Tylenol or Tylenol with codeine, but above all, don't take ibuprofen or medications that are NSAIDs. And I said, why? He said, well, NSAIDs do reduce pain, but they are anti-inflammatory, and inflammation is part of the healing process, which is a crucial first step in fracture healing. So what this researcher at Penn State says is that we need an alternative for pain management that does not prevent inflammation from occurring, because inflammation helps to knit the bones together. So if you block it, that's no good. All right, so they looked at mice and the ability of CBD and CBG to alleviate pain. And what they found is that the cannabinoids were comparable to the NSAIDs in their ability to manage pain. But the concern was, well, you know, maybe they're anti-inflammatory, maybe they'll interfere with bone healing. Well, au contraire, they were surprised to find that CBD and CBG helped with the fracture healing process. They looked under the microscope and they studied the fracture healing process, and they also looked at the expression of disease of genes that are necessary for fracture healing. So they did a deep dive on the process of healing, and what they found is that CBD and CBG accelerated the process by which the body absorbs minerals to strengthen newly formed bones. Both treatments, Dr. El Barberi said, both treatments led to higher bone volume fraction and mineral density than with NSAID treatments. And so the conclusion is that we need more investigation of the potential for CBD, not just to alleviate pain. We already know that it can help to alleviate pain, but its role in bone repair, which could be, you know, quite useful for people, you know, because fractures are extremely common. 178 million people worldwide suffer from bone fractures annually. All right, and good lead-in to talking about my favorite CBD brand. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients, the highest legally allowed, to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And by the way, the product that I find is a go-to for pain, and apropos of the CBD and CBG promoting bone fracture healing, is the Relief product. That incorporates several synergistic ingredients for pain. To learn more and to order, find out about all their products, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. All right, this item has to do with running. And, you know, if you can't run a marathon, you know, maybe you think, well, you know, I run a mile or two, you know, I'm not really getting all the benefits. It turns out even short runs have major health benefits, according to a big article in the Wall Street Journal. 15-year study on over 55,000 Americans aged 18 to 100 found that running just 5 to 10 minutes per day at a slow pace was associated with markedly reduced risks for all causes of death. It was also enough to extend a person's life by several years. So don't feel so guilty about my little run this morning. I just banged out a couple of miles. But that's going to make a difference in terms of my health outcomes and also in terms of cognitive benefits. You can't beat exercise. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. More aid into Gaza, nearly three dozen trucks Sunday, but humanitarian workers say the assistance still falls far desperately short of needs after thousands of people broke into warehouses seeking food. Meanwhile, 2 days after cellular and internet service abruptly vanished for most of Gaza amid heavy Israeli bombardment, the crowded enclave came back online as communication systems were gradually restored. President Biden, meanwhile, says once the Israel-Hamas war is over, there must be, in his words, a path towards peace.
Even as Israel responds to the brutal October 7 Hamas attacks, President Biden is looking long-term and expressing hope for a two-state solution, with independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians.
I know it's a lofty goal, and it's taken a lot of people a long time to try to get there, and we haven't gotten there. But he's not stopped working towards that goal.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges the goal is not new and is a difficult one, but he says the hope is that it's not impossible. Greg Clugston, the White House.
An evening vigil in Lewiston, Maine tonight drew more than 1,000 people to remember those killed and wounded in Maine's worst mass shooting last week. William Brackett Sr.'s son, William Jr., was killed. He says he has a lot of anger toward the alleged gunman who died from what police call a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
These people are cowards. Nine times out of ten, when they're done, they think they've accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, they shoot themselves. It works that way. Our mental health programs around here are not that good.
Names of the 18 killed were read aloud. A minister speaking at the event talked of how the diverse community is now sharing brokenness, worry, fear, and loss because of the shooting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The case of a murder victim with ties to a legendary performer.
A Georgia man has been arrested in connection with the death of the great-nephew of the late singer Nat King Cole. 31-year-old Tracy Cole was stabbed to death in Atlanta on September 14th. Investigators have charged Ricardo Gale with murder. Tracy Cole was the grandson of Freddie Cole, one of Nat King Cole's three brothers. Jason Walker reporting.
25 years after they first met as college students at Princeton, Chris Young and Mike Hazen are facing off in the Fall Classic. Hazen is the seventh season as general manager of the Diamondbacks, Young his third as GM of the Rangers. The two both played baseball at Princeton, and Young, who stands 6'10", also played basketball. Game 3 tomorrow night in Phoenix, with the series tied at a game apiece. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Most voters in Mississippi will have no choice this year when it comes to who represents them in the state House and Senate. That's because a vast majority of Republicans and Democrats running for the legislature face no major party opposition in the November 7th election. Author Salman Rushdie could take the stand against the man accused of repeatedly stabbing him.
Chautauqua County District Attorney Jason Schmidt says Rushdie is on the witness list for the trial of 25-year-old Hadi Matar, A judge on Friday scheduled the trial to begin January 8th. Matar has pleaded not guilty to charges of assault and attempted murder. He's accused of rushing the stage at the Chautauqua Institution in New York, where Rushdie was about to speak in August 2022, and stabbing him more than a dozen times. A fatwa had been issued for Rushdie's death by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Keith Peters reporting.
Check out the latest news and analysis, both at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
You tuning in today. We have an awesome show for you here today with my first guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and the CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. Write this number down. This number is good anywhere in the entire country, 913-563-7327. Bruce and his great team, they serve clients literally all over the entire country. So you call that number, he can help you out, or someone on his team can help you out. So with that, Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, and you've done a lot of traveling over the summer, so it's good to have you back in studio.
8,000 miles and about 22 hotel nights in 12 cities.
So, yes, holy cow.
Quite the tour.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. So, and there's an example. Bruce gets out and he goes on this multi-state tour and he meets with all of his clients, individual clients, businesses, because he does business with companies and that sort of thing. Is that right,
Bruce? Right. We do retirement plans for companies, 401k plans, hospitals,
yep,
colleges, as well as our private clients.
Yep, excellent, excellent. So, again, reach out to Bruce Glenn, the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, before we jump into the topic of the day, I have to ask the question, you know, since we have a war that is going on in the Middle East, and who knows, I mean, how far that's going to go and if it expands, will that Middle East war have any effect financially for us here in the United States?
Well, in the broader picture and in a longer time frame, I would say no. Wars typically don't of this nature. It's not, you know, direct against us. You do see volatility increase after these type of terrible disasters. It's obviously a very bad situation, but
yeah,
you will see the market be, and we have seen it be more volatile shortly after this, but unfortunately, people become a little more numb to it over time.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the markets kind of, you know, steady up, and we're seeing that right now as well. So, the long picture, it doesn't hurt the finances that much.
I would think it would have, if it has any impact on the negative side of things, maybe the cost of oil, possibly.
That's certainly possible to me in the Middle East, but we haven't really seen that yet either. So,
okay, good.
We'll
good.
See. It, like you said, it kind of depends on if it expands or not. Hopefully it won't.
Okay, yeah, hopefully that'll just stay contained and that'll all be settled up here. So, okay, and then what are you seeing on rates today in America? I know that you had mentioned before that you shop, you know, CDs and some other investments nationally, and a lot of times you can beat, or maybe most of the time you can beat local rates. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Good point. With the Federal Reserve, I think getting closer to the end, if not the end of the rate hikes, but we are certainly at higher rates than we've seen for a long time. And like you said, we do shop CD, FDIC-insured CDs across the entire country. And I've seen money market rates, and don't quote me on this because they do change daily. So sure. I'm just going to tell you a rough range what I've seen recently.
Okay.
And we have a lot of our clients moving some of their typical bank money to us for these good rates. But we've seen money markets in the low 5% range, 5.1, 5.2 ranges on a premier money market. And then on 6-month and 12-month CDs, we've seen rates above 5.5% and approaching 6%. When they get past a year, banks aren't being as good on those rates because they anticipate the Fed may lower rates back down next year at some point. So they're kind of short time frame on the CDs. But those CDs are typically beating our local Midwestern rates by about 1% in most most situations.
Yeah, and that's the flip side. You know, I remember decades ago, when inflation was sky high, and a house loan was 15%, just horrible. But I remember my grandparents saying that they had these local investments in some of these very safe instruments, and they made a lot of money on those things. So that's the flip side of the high interest rate, is you can make very nice returns in very safe investments, at least for the short term. So.
Right, and I've even seen a lot more lucrative benefits from annuities. And we're not a big annuity shop, but we do have them for people when it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot more enhanced benefits because the insurance companies are also taking advantage of these higher rates as well.
Yep. Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So let's go ahead and shift gears to cybersecurity. It is such a huge issue. We are all so exposed to cybersecurity, and there seems to be, I don't know how many, I'll call them idiots, criminals out there literally all over the whole world, trying to get into our accounts and steal our identity and our shopping habits and our bank information, just all of this stuff. So, why is cybersecurity so important?
Well, it's a great question, Steve, and you're right. It's getting main thing is that we're in a digital world, and it seems like almost every day they're enhancing more and more things are digital or online or robotic or AI or whatever. Even robots bring you food out to tables and restaurants.
The first time that happened, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I saw that in, what was it, one of the Rocky shows where Paulie had that had that little
it was a birthday gift to Paulie in Rocky 4.
Was it 4, I think?
Yeah, it was Rocky 4, and he was spooked by it.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, wait a minute. And it was Rocky 3. Okay, Sean's over here putting up our 3.
No,
so.
It was Rocky 4 before he went to Russia.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to settle this on the break. So.
You all call in if you want to tell us one way or the other.
Yeah, we'll settle it on the break. But the bottom line is, I was at a restaurant, and this little robot comes over, and I'm like, what in the heck is it? And I'm like, I'm not talking to a robot. I insisted on talking to a person. Maybe I'm showing my age. I don't know.
Well, and that's part of the problem with cybersecurity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, there's lots of bad actors, and unfortunately, it's an ever-changing world. It's getting it's escalating threats all the time, and unfortunately, there's low to no justice to find these people and do anything with them. It just seems like they just get away with it, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it's just done and over, and you're in trouble. I was out in Las Vegas doing some business work with some folks out there, and they were talking about MGM had gotten a really bad cyber attack, and I didn't know it was Caesars. And so collectively, there's tens of thousands of rooms out in Vegas that are affected by this.
Hmm.
And there was a tech seminar out there, or conference.
Yeah.
And there were some tech guys that were in there, and I don't know if I should or shouldn't say this, but one of those entities paid reportedly or unreportedly, but kind of under the radar, like $30 million. To these hackers. It was terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say specifically which one it was, but that, and the other one didn't even report it. But, and I can't verify that, but it's just, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Wow. That's, a lot of I know enough about this to not even be dangerous, but I've talked to a lot of folks that do the data mining, and they're making millions of dollars selling information about you and I and Sean and everybody to all of these advertisers so that they can track you digitally, advertise to you directly, and it's kind of frightening at this point, I think.
Well, even your phone does it. I mean, you can be talking about a particular topic, and all of a sudden you do a Google search, and you're getting blasted with ads on that specific topic.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
I'm looking for a leather coat right now, and it's amazing. I've got leather coat advertisements everywhere right now. That's very irritating. So what are the first steps that someone should take to help protect their digital information?
Well, a strong password, and I can explain more thoroughly in a little bit, but strong passwords is where it starts at. And then, you know, if you've got multiple passwords out there, you might want to have a password management system that's very, very strong and protected, and there's, you know, subscription services for that. And then, you know, regular updating of your password is very, very important. And then we take everything to another level with two-factor authentication. And if you can do two-factor authentication yourselves, I would highly recommend that, where, you know, you ask your phone for a code if you're trying to get onto your laptop or vice versa, or, you know, we have different computers, obviously, in different conference rooms, and so we have to re-authenticate by two-factor authentication. That's pretty strong.
You know, a lot of times if you log into your system where you have an account, it will ask if you would like to enable a two-factor authentication. And even though it's a little bit of a pain for you, it makes it almost impossible for a crook to get in there, because they're not going to be able to follow through on that authentication.
Yeah, I agree, and I recommend it highly. It's a little bit painful at first, then you get used to it, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's just part of your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, you know, it makes sense for us to take precautions for online banking and other sensitive information, but what about emails?
Yeah, great point. I mean, there's a lot of danger in emails also, and, you know, there's these phishing scams out there, and they put things into your email, and they make you think that you know, that it's somebody legit, and it's not a lot of times. You got to really be careful of not clicking on anything that you're not really familiar with, or you don't know it's from a reliable source.
You know, and that's a good point. So many people have been hacked because they see an email. It looks like it's from someone that they know. They think they can trust it. Hey, you know, click on this. I want to show you something. You click on it, and boom, you just got hacked. Or you released unknowingly, you release some phishing type of ransomware or phishing. I don't know.
Yeah, if they can click
a program.
Yeah, if they can click in there, they can take over your entire email, and you don't even know it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, and it's all under kind of under the level that you can see. And so,
right.
Anyway, so let's move on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Passwords with letters only is enough protection to keep hackers from accessing your account. Does that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Are we in a cardboard conundrum? The cardboard industry is entering a recession. Yes, those things your Christmas presents come in. What does that say about the consumer who buys things in those boxes? Economists say we have a rising GDP, but is that accurate? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it, send them some fan mail, and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Passwords with letters only is enough protection to keep hackers from accessing your account. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Well, it's a misnomer. A lot of people think they're okay with just letters, but actually, if you had 18 letters, they could still figure it out in a matter of 3 weeks or so, which is a long time, but still you don't want to expose yourself. If you just had numbers only in a password, that's almost instantaneous. They can find that out. So your best policies on password strength is a combination of letters that are both uppercase and lowercase, mingled in with numbers and then specific, symbols of some sort or another.
Okay.
If you can do, and then you're looking for, several characters out on that. And, most of the banks in those places are going to, they're going to give you some guidance on what they want you to do.
Yeah.
But I would take that guidance and use it for other passwords also.
All right. That is great information. We're speaking today with Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. We're talking about cybersecurity today. And earlier in the program, Bruce mentioned that they shop FDIC insured CDs and some other investments, nationally and usually can beat the local banks, at least here in our area and probably around the country. So if that caught your attention and you're like, hey, I need to check that out, give Bruce and his great team a call. Again, anywhere in the country, they service the entire country, 913-563-7327. And, Bruce, what about, updating your systems? That can be a little bit painful, but, how concerned should someone be about keeping their software updated?
Well, Steve, it's not quite as painful as Mr. Producer Sean had to admit that he was wrong about our Rocky question.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was Rocky IV.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
he was living large in the mansion, and Paulie got his robot before he went over to Russia.
That's right.
I've lived through worse.
Well, hey, Bruce. He's a Broncos fan.
Poor guy.
That explains it all. So.
Right. True story.
Very good. But, back to the question, it is a pain to update systems, but you really have to because these systems are under attack all the time. And the programmers are having to consistently put in new patches to stop whatever the bad actors have found. And so they're continually doing things. It's a cat and mouse game, right? It's like police and radar detectors. You got a better radar detector and they get a better speed trap.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's a cat and mouse thing. So, and even if you can get your updates automatic with your carrier, that could help you from having things happen that could have been avoided.
Well, and that's a good point, because these hackers they're very smart.
Yeah.
I always thought, you know, if you used your intelligence for something good instead of something bad, I mean, they could be, you know, they could be anything they wanted to be, and they could make all the money they wanted to make. I've never understood it, but once they figure out what you're doing, you have to be one or two steps or three steps ahead, and that's why you have to update your systems literally all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's ridiculous.
So for people who grew up before technology was this everyday thing, which it is now, you know, what should they know to help keep them safe?
Well, I mean, it's understandable. It's very fascinating. You see all the speed of this going on, but it's also intimidating at the same time. And it just moves so fast, and it's easy to feel left behind and unaware of the cyber risks and scams. And especially if people have already retired, they're not in the workforce. They're not talking to people as much. They're not, you know, companies aren't guiding them what to do, not what not to do. So we just become easier targets the older we get. And probably have more dollars to lose. And the younger generation grew up with it, so they're more defensive by nature. So these hackers just know that older people are an easier target. And again, a lot of times more profitable. So it's just, you know, that being said, don't let age stop you from keeping pace. You can do things about it. You can go to workshops, talk to your family and friends, younger people, they're happy to help you out. Ask us, we can help you out as well. We get our newsletter. We send out regular updates on all types of financial topics, but we cover this pretty thoroughly as well on a pretty regular basis.
So how can someone sign up for your newsletter?
Right. So good question. So email us to theglenn, with two N's, team at infinitaskc.com. So it's the Glenn team at infinitaskc, like Kansas City, .com. Or you can call us at 913-563-7327, and we can send you out a couple of items as well. We've got a great, white papers on, one of them's from Hive Systems. They're a great social media security guideline, and we've got, password tables and strengths and suggestions and a lot of other good content. If you want to call in or email us, we're happy to send you out some good information. Again, put you on our newsletter and keep you up to speed on a lot of these things that come up that are timely.
See, and that I would highly recommend reaching out to the Glenn team at Infinitas. And if you don't want to email, just give them a call, 913-563-7327. Just request, raise your hand. Just say, hey, I want to receive that newsletter. Sounds like it's some great information. So, Bruce, you have a resource for our audience to keep them, to help them keep safe with that cybersecurity effort. Can you share with our listeners what you have for them?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, that Hive Systems, and it's going to get into pretty deep do's and don'ts on social media stuff. So just give you a little more breadth of what's happening here. So a lot of people overshare on social media, and they're sending pictures of, hey, I'm in Tahiti, or I'm in Italy, or whatever.
Yeah.
And people that are watching that, you know, bad actors will get on people's social media. Well, now they know you're not at home, and you're more apt to be broken into. They're more apt to be able to send an email scam or a phishing scam to maybe if they know who your bank is and say, hey, I'm in Italy and someone stole our wallet and we need our money immediately and help us out, you know, and they can, you know, take over that email and make it look like it's them.
Yeah.
So it just opens you up to a whole lot of other things. You know, another scam, this isn't exactly cyber, but it's kind of along that line. I had a friend recently that had his car stolen out of his garage.
Oh.
And the police said that it had been happening a lot in his area where he was at. And it's in a good area, right? But what they had done is that somehow or other they got some kind of a computer coding machine that can go through and it can fast cycle through the codes and open up the garage doors and then these are still cars out. So the other thing is people will leave their cars out in the driveway, may have the garage door opener.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave your garage door opener and your car out in the driveway. Very, very important. And if you do park your car in the garage, and you go in the house and deadbolt your door into your house.
Yeah.
But again, it's kind of a digital world. It's just an example.
Yep.
These garage doors are hackable. They're on a system.
See, and I have one that runs through, you know, a billion different codes, but guess what? I mean, the bad guys can catch up with that. And,
right.
And they can run 2 billion codes through their hacking system, and boom, there goes your garage door.
Yeah.
So this is such a great, great topic in some mornings and some great resources, Bruce. I appreciate it. Again, reach out to Bruce Glenn with the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327, anywhere in the entire country, and they will take care of you. All right, Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. It's good to have you back in the studio, and I appreciate all your helpful information.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Good to see you. Thanks, right. Mr. Sean.
And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate ultimate sales machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
As the holiday shopping season approaches, new research reveals brand loyalty has taken on a life of its own. Influenced by a host of factors, including cost considerations and an increase in savviness with technology, the way we shop is constantly reshaping. That's according to customer engagement experts SAP Analysis, and Kelsey Jones, Global Head of Product Marketing, has more. Loyalty is shifting in the United States. Shoppers want brands to understand them and improve their entire shopping experience. Excellent customer service remains as a top factor in securing loyalty among American consumers, and demand for personalization is again on the rise. It is clear that brands must revise their strategies and embrace omnichannel approaches to win and retain customer loyalty in the U.S., and the upcoming peak shopping season is the perfect chance for brands to get to know their customers. To learn more about these insights and the future of loyalty, visit Amarsys.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And now we're going to shift gears and speak with my friend Maureen Lester. She's an elder law attorney with Complete Estate and Probate Law. And Maureen, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. I am so glad to be here and to be chatting with you again.
All right, and I'm really glad that our schedules worked out. And thanks for, I know you're really busy, so thanks for making time for our show as well. So.
You bet.
And it's been too long. We need to get you back in here way sooner than that. It's been a couple years or so. I don't know. It's been a long time.
It has been. And so you do to have some more elder law topics online.
No doubt. No doubt about that. So here's the phone number. You're going to want to write this down now. Now, Maureen practices elder law in the Kansas City area, in Kansas and Missouri. So if you're sitting in Florida or California or Texas or Phoenix or Washington, D.C., wherever you're listening to this, okay, you're like, no, wait a minute. How is this going to help me? You need to understand, we're going to be talking about the principles of elder law, and these principles are applicable nationally. Some of the numbers may be slightly different, but the principles are the principles. And we're going to also, on how you can find a qualified elder law attorney in your neighborhood, okay? But if you want to reach out to Maureen, again, 816-601-1234. That's pretty easy to remember. 816-601-1234 or online at completelawkc.com. So, Maureen, tell us a little bit about the firm that you're with and your role with Complete Law.
So, Complete Estate and Probate Law tries to really do what our name says, and we try to be the complete picture for your legal needs regarding estate planning and probate issues. So you might start out with one of my colleagues, Polly Bloomquist, who handles estate planning. So she's going to get you set up when you're in that early stages to make sure that if anything were to happen to you, that your property would pass on to who it's meant to, and the people who you want to care for your children are going to be their guardians. You have the choice over what happens to your stuff.
That's a really important one. I used to stress a lot about that. Now the kids are grown. They're grown adults. But that's a very stressful time, you know, raising kids. You're raising children, right? And so, I mean, what if something happens to you? How do you take care of that? So that's part of estate planning.
It is. And so many young people say, well, I don't have that much stuff, so I don't need a plan. But having the choice over who cares for your kids is the most important decision to me.
Oh, my gosh.
And the way that you do that is actually through a last will and testament. That is going to dictate who would take over your kids as guardian.
Now, what if you don't address that? How is that determined? So, God forbid, you and your husband, you pass away from a car injury or something like that, something horrible, unexpected. If you don't have that taken care of, who makes the decision on who's going to raise your children?
So there are default rules in certain states about next of kin, but basically you go through the court process called guardianship or conservatorship, and the court will choose for you. And so that's, too, where you see, you know, families arguing over who's going to have the kids and things like that. So in order to avoid any of those arguments and in order to have the choice, that's why you need to have a plan in place.
And see, I could just see that turning into a potential disaster because people come out of the woodwork, especially if money is involved somehow or another. I've seen the worst in people and the best, but I mean, you've seen it too. Look, avoid all of that and just get this taken care of.
Right. So planning in advance is the way to do that. So then later in life, or if an unexpected health issue comes up, that's where you might see me. Elder law is going to focus on how to make sure that the right people are in place to help you make decisions when you're living, but you don't have the ability to make decisions for yourself. And it's going to talk about if you need expensive care for a long time, how we're going to handle who makes those decisions, how you're going to receive the care, where you're going to receive the care, and primarily how you're going to pay for it. And so I'm going to look at the plan that you put in place earlier in life through that lens, and how is it going to shape as care becomes a bigger and bigger issue in life. And then in our firm, if you do end up in court because the family is needing to nominate somebody as a guardian, either for a child or for an adult who didn't plan ahead, or you need to go through the probate process because a will dictates the plan, or because there wasn't a will in place and you end up in probate court, then we also have a litigation attorney who's going to take you through the court process.
Okay. All right. And so I mentioned just a few minutes ago, these principles are legal principles regardless of where you live. So if someone is out of state, where can they go? I guarantee you we're pushing some buttons right now, right? And so they're like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. And so where can someone go from another state, another part of the country, to locate a qualified, experienced elder law attorney in their neighborhood?
Right. And so there are a couple of resources, but the biggest national network is called NALA, which stands for National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and their website is NALA.org, and they have this great button right on the front page. It's called Find a Lawyer.
Oh, okay.
And you click on it, and you can search by your zip code. And when you find a NALA attorney, you know that that person is committed to the practice of elder law because it's not inexpensive to be a member, and so it's somebody who's probably not dabbling in elder law. They're going to be really practicing in elder law. And the benefit to finding an elder law attorney is that elder law is broader than estate planning. So every elder law attorney can do the estate planning. They're definitely going to be concerned about where your stuff goes when you pass away, but they're also going to look at what happens during lifetime. And so they're going to be qualified at estate planning, but also focused on elder law.
You know, that's a really good point. So NAELA dot, is it org?
You got it.
NAELA.org, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. So NAELA.org. And then just do the find an attorney?
Find a lawyer, yeah.
Oh, find a lawyer and type in your zip code, and boom, there you go. And then it's going to have a list. And then is there any way you should filter through the list, or I don't know if you can see any differences, I don't know, years of experience, or I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So each attorney on NALA can enter in their own profile. So I do choose what information shows up on my profile, but I think it's important to know how long I've been in the practice, what states I'm licensed to practice in, you know, what are my areas of focus. And the NALA website will also show how long that person has been a member of NALA. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun to see how long somebody has been a member of the organization. And that does clue you in somewhat. Now, there's a few professional designations, one of which is called a CELA, C-E-L-A, a Certified Elder Law Attorney.
Oh.
And there's a national governing board that puts on a test every year. And so after you have a certain number of years in the practice area and you've helped a certain number of clients in various different ways, then you can apply to take the test. So everyone who takes the test is qualified in some way. And then when you pass the test, you get that designation of CELA. So that means that's somebody who is very committed to the practice.
How common? I'm embarrassed to say I've never heard of CELA. So I mean, is that very? I mean, how many? What's the percentage of elder law attorneys that have that designation?
That's a great question, and I don't know the exact number.
Yeah.
The governing board called NELF, National Elder Law Foundation, NELF, they may have statistics on their website,
okay.
But I'm going to guess it's less than 10%.
I was going to say, it's probably not very common.
Right. It's a difficult test, and you have to help so many clients and hit different practice areas. So you have to really be practicing pretty exclusively in the area.
Kind of a PhD in elder law, kind of.
A little bit. I've been in the field for a long time, and I don't have the CELA designation yet.
Okay. Yeah. Yet. You'll get there.
Yeah, is right.
And I also understand that you will be the next president of the Missouri chapter of NELA coming up in January 1st?
That's right. So NELA is the national group, and then most of the states have their own chapter. Missouri has a chapter. Kansas has a chapter. So I'm involved at the national level. I help put on our annual educational events.
Mm-hmm.
And then in each of the states where I practice, I'm also really involved in the state chapters. So usually the state chapters are looking at things like the changes in state law that are going to affect seniors, and especially the state-specific Medicaid rules that are going to affect our clients.
Okay.
And then the national organization is looking at national trends in law changes and healthcare providers, and even coverage through Medicare and other federal programs.
That is amazing. Reach out to Maureen Lester with Complete Estate and Probate Law, 816-601-1234. Or online at CompleteLawKC.com. And we're going to have a whole lot more with Maureen coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org. Sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-337-6655. That's 800-337-6655. 800-337-6655.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're here with my friend Maureen Lester. She's an elder law attorney with Complete Estate and Probate Law. And as we mentioned earlier, all of these concepts are applicable all over the entire nation. If you're in Kansas City, reach out to Maureen and the great team at Complete Estate and Probate Law, 816-601-1234, or online at CompleteLawKC.com. And if you're outside of the Kansas City area, just go to NAELA.org, and then you can hit the button, find an attorney, put in your zip code, and boom, that's going to give you a qualified list. Look for that CELA designation, which is kind of rare, but that would say a lot about them. So check that out, and Maureen, let's jump right into the question, what is Medicaid?
So Medicaid is a federal program that essentially provides health care and other services for the most needy. So when you hear about Medicaid on the news, you're hearing about health insurance for indigent people who have little financial means. But there are so many programs under that Medicaid umbrella. And the one that elder law attorneys deal with is when somebody has entered the very highest level of long-term care in a skilled nursing facility, then if they are in a facility that will accept Medicaid coverage for their care, they can get help paying for that nursing home care from Medicaid.
And I like to call it that safety net that says if you have outlived your assets and you need the care provided in a long-term care community, that Medicaid program will pay the majority of that cost for you.
That's right. And some states will even provide Medicaid coverage at other levels of care, maybe in assisted living, maybe even at home. And so that's going to be a state-by-state specific criteria based on their Medicaid program.
Okay, and so how does that work? And I know, I mentioned this offline. We could talk about this maybe for hours and hours, and I'll definitely have you back again to get into the weeds. But just in general, how does a single individual qualify for Medicaid?
Right. So when you're going for the program that pays for that nursing home level of care, which that is a federal program, so that's going to be available in every single state. Once you've entered a Medicaid-eligible facility, then your main way that you get onto Medicaid coverage is by meeting the financial eligibility criteria. Mm-hmm. So what Medicaid asks you to do is they say, all right, sort your assets into two piles, a pile called exempt assets mm-hmm. and a pile called available assets. And your exempt assets are generally going to be, and again, this varies state by state, but in general,
yeah.
you're going to be able to have a house, a car, an irrevocable burial plan, and a burial plot.
Okay.
And then some other states might also let you have other assets in that exempt category. Sometimes it's going to be a working farm. Sometimes it'll be an income-producing rental property. But generally, you're just going to stick with those other basics.
Okay.
And then anything that's not exempt is an available resource. And then Medicaid
so
says...
Is that generally liquid assets? I just kind of categorize it. And maybe there are some exceptions, but generally, like... checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, those sort of things. 401ks, IRAs, et cetera.
That's right. Pretty much anything that you can easily turn into cash.
Okay.
So that could also be things like the cash value of a life insurance policy,
yeah.
annuity products that have cash values to them. So it can get really sticky, but
okay.
Yes, that's generally what available assets are.
So your exempt asset of a house, I don't know how many times I've worked with someone and they said, well, we went to this nursing home and they said, well, to get your dad on Medicaid and enter this nursing home, you have to sign the house over to us. And if I hear it one more time, I just may throw up. I don't know.
I know. I hear you. And so that's Medicaid doesn't want your house, but they do want your money.
Yeah.
So generally, yeah. here's what happens. So you can be eligible when you get down to your state's asset eligibility criteria or available asset level and all of those exempt assets.
Okay.
So in Kansas, for example, when you can keep all of your exempt assets and then $2,000 of available assets, and then you're eligible for Medicaid.
Okay.
And what people don't realize is that you can be very strategic about what you do to get down to the $2,000. If you started with $100,000 of available resources, you can be so strategic about what you do when you are spending down to the $2,000. You also can be really strategic about what you do with those exempt assets. You can help them help you down the road, because what most people don't realize is, yes, you are eligible if you have a house and $2,000. And you can send in your application to Medicaid and they will grant you coverage. But then what they do is Medicaid will keep a tab for every dollar that they spend on grandma in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And when she passes away, if that tab is up to $50,000, they will look at what did grandma own when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And if grandma still owned her house at the minute of her death, then Medicaid can come back and they can request to be repaid from that asset. So it doesn't matter if grandma put what's called a beneficiary deed on the house that said, to Steve when I pass away.
Yep.
Steve, you now think you're the owner of the house, but you are not until you make sure that Medicaid gets paid back.
So you just inherited a $200,000 house, but what happened is you're going to have to buy that house and then pay Medicaid their $50,000 back in estate recovery, essentially.
Right. And unfortunately, what happens is so many families then are forced to sell that house
yep.
in order to pay back Medicaid.
Ah, see, that's terrible. And then we only have a couple of minutes left, but I just really wanted to touch on this. I've been to so many long-term care communities, and they offer to fill out the Medicaid form for the family free of charge. Is that a good idea?
It sounds like a fabulous idea, because dealing with the government agency can really be a battle. And when you have somebody who's done it 100 times, that's great. But what the free nursing home services are not going to get you is that strategic planning on how to spend down to benefit grandma the most, on how to handle the passing of that house to the next generation. An elder law attorney can help figure out how to actually get that house to the next generation.
Legally, because that's your job. And nothing against the person in the nursing home offering to help fill out a form, but they're not an attorney. They're not NALA. They're not certified. They don't have years and years and years. And they don't understand that the law changed last week, or the law is going to change effective January 1. And now this is a different situation. I mean, there's just a huge difference. It's an apple and I wouldn't even say an orange. It's an apple and a Cadillac. I mean, it's just completely different.
Yep, that's right. And so strategically thinking through those things and having somebody to guide you through the process to understand when Medicaid has taken too long to let you know if you are eligible or not, that's a huge game changer. And so many people say, well, I don't think I can afford an attorney.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's military intensified its airstrikes in Gaza Sunday. BBC's Paul Adams reports.
The air campaign will continue. They clearly feel that they have a great deal that they can still do from the air. We're not privy to any of this planning. We don't know, for example, what was being hit near the Al-Quds hospital in Gaza today that caused such panic. But that is part of an ongoing Israeli aerial effort up and down the Gaza Strip, which is maintaining the pressure, obviously, on Hamas, but also continuing to make life intolerable for more than 2 million civilians.
Thousands of people in Gaza who are desperate for food and basic items broke into aid warehouses over the weekend. Tampa police arrested a 22-year-old suspect in the mass shooting on the city street overnight. Two people killed, 18 injured after a fight erupted between two groups. And four people shot and wounded earlier today, or earlier Sunday, that is, on Georgia State University's near the campus in Atlanta. Police say the shooting stemmed from a dispute between two groups, but didn't say if there were any arrests made. President Biden has a new challenger in the race for the White House.
Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota is running for president in 2024.
We've got some challenges, that's for sure. We're going to repair this economy. And we are going to repair America as long as we do it together.
Phillips has expressed concerns that Joe Biden might not get reelected, and he believes a competitive primary will strengthen the party and fend off a possible victory by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A deal reached in a week-long strike that had shut down a major shipping artery in the Great Lakes, 360 workers in the Ontario-Quebec Unifor Union. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
New York City offering migrants one-way plane tickets to anywhere they want to go in the world in an effort to ease the burden on the Big Apple. Here's Julie Walker with the report.
City Hall says it's setting up a new reticketing center in Manhattan as the latest bid to ease pressure on its shelters and its finances following the arrival of more than 130,000 asylum seekers since last year. Democratic Mayor Eric Adams describes the situation as a crisis and warns that shelters are so full, migrants will be forced onto the street as winter approaches. There's already a time limit on how long they can stay in them. The offer of free one-way plane tickets is the latest effort to relocate asylum seekers, a move that has not always gone over well. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Vermont ski town hit by severe flooding this summer wants to get the word out that it's very much open for the winter, with only a handful of businesses still rebuilding.
Ludlow was one of the hardest hit communities in Vermont in the July flooding. The flooding not only inundated businesses and homes with floodwaters, but heavily damaged the town post office and wastewater treatment plant. The Ludlow town manager says more than 90% of the damaged businesses have reopened, and the community is ready and waiting with open arms for the winter season.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Fans flocked to movie theaters across the country this weekend to see the scary video game adaptation Five Nights at Freddy's on the big screen, which made $78 million to top the box office. In second place, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, which is expected to cross the $200 million mark in global grosses by the end of Sunday. More at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson,
welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a beautiful weekend here in the Northeast. Temperature 75 degrees where I'm broadcasting from in New Jersey, and it's really beautiful out here. Peak fall foliage, sunny day, temperatures approaching 80. And yes, folks, it's almost Halloween, so we're enjoying a real reprieve from the cold, rainy weather, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. We're going to help you along your way with health information. Intelligent Medicine is about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapy. We invite your questions, 877-726-8255. Our number and our lines are open, and we have some recorded calls as well. You can call that number, 877-726-8255, anytime during the week and record some questions, and they'll provide fodder for a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots of stories to share with you this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about vaccine side effects. We're going to visit the issue of whether calcium supplements may be bad for you and deposit calcium in your arteries. Also, a fascinating report in the Journal of the American Medical Association about a traditional Chinese medicine that seems to improve the outcomes of people who are suffering from heart attacks. No, it's not just for minor things like colds and flus. This is a very, very interesting article. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's get started on a theme that really ticked me off this week, and it prompted me to write a detailed article for our newsletter. If you haven't already subscribed to the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, go to drhoffman.com and put in your email, and each week you'll get a copy of our newsletter free of charge. This week I'm taking on the meat diabetes connection, a connection which is highlighted in a study that just appeared in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which is entitled Red Meat Intake and the Risk of Type 2 Diabetes in a Prospective Cohort Study of United States Females and Males. Big study, lots of people involved. The press breathlessly reported it as follows. Eating red meat may increase type 2 diabetes risk. That's the New York Times. Too much red meat is linked to 50% increase in type 2 diabetes risk, NPR. Eating red meat more than once a week linked to type 2 diabetes, that's CBS. And the researchers found in this study, and I'm quoting, consumption of red meat, including processed and unprocessed red meat, was strongly associated with increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Participants who ate the most red meat had a 62% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those who ate the least. Every additional daily serving of processed red meat was associated with a 46% greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and every daily serving of unprocessed red meat, even if it's unprocessed, was associated with a 24% greater risk. And they conclude, different alternative sources of protein for type 2 diabetes prevention. And first of all, what continues to appall me is the degree to which the media uncritically parrots, literally copies, press releases from research organizations. I looked at some of the articles in the press, and they literally lifted the language from the press release by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, which, by the way, has a tradition of aligning with planetary health goals, so-called, emphasizing plant-based diets. That's their bias. The study's senior author is Walter Willett, who is a very, very distinguished nutritionist. He actually blew the whistle on trans fats many years ago, and he has co-chaired the Eat Lancet Commission, which I criticized for recommending that we should stop eating animal protein and substitute plant-based foods. He's on record as declaring, quote, we should eat red meat just once a week. So I did a deep dive on this study, and there's so many methodological problems associated with the study. And, you know, if you're not a statistician, you know, it's kind of a deep dive. And I allude to some of them in a more detailed article that you can read in our newsletter when it comes out next week. But the big problem here is that the association between red meat intake, the strongest association is with overall weight. And it turns out that if you look at a lot of people who eat a lot of red meat also eat a lot of other stuff. And so they attempted to correct this, you know, with some sort of statistical adjustment. But what it basically comes down to is that the people who were eating a lot of red meat were hoovering up a lot of food. And in this study, they didn't differentiate between people when they got that 64% increase. They didn't differentiate between people who ate unprocessed meat, which is not that great for you, the processed meat, which is not that great for you, or unprocessed meat, which might be like, you know, filet mignon or ribeye steak, versus people who ate meat in the form of things like hamburgers, hot dogs, lasagna, tacos. And when you eat that type of meat, you're eating a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of poor quality fats, because much of the red meat that Americans eat, unfortunately, is in the form of fast food. And that isn't necessarily good for you. But when it comes to, say, grass-fed, unprocessed, highly organic meat products, no such study has ever been undertaken. Eating red meat doesn't necessarily make you fat. I'm a case in point. 5'10", 162, BMI of around 23 and change. No cardiovascular risk. Very, very well-controlled blood sugar with a hemoglobin A1C of 4.9. So it's not inevitable that you're going to get this. And when you look at a study like this, one of the most important things to ask yourself is this plausible? Is there a mechanism of action by which meat, particularly red meat, acts literally like a poison to the metabolism, that somehow it can create diabetes? And the authors are kind of at pains to explain it. They say, oh, maybe they could fall back on the argument that saturated fat is bad for you. But in a 2020 study, there was a meta-analysis which found no association between saturated fatty acid intake and heart disease. They looked at meat, they looked at dairy. And in fact, on a ketogenic diet, which is heavily reliant on red meat and full-fat dairy, that's actually one of the best tools against diabetes. The authors then pivot to an explanation that perhaps the iron content of a high meat diet might adversely affect liver function. But it's true that in the condition of hemochromatosis, sometimes referred to as bronze diabetes, you get liver damage and pancreatic damage, which can impair blood sugar control and cause diabetes. But that's a rare condition, one in 300 to 500 individuals, and it's exceedingly rare in females. Most people who consume red meat do not have this condition, and it's unlikely that a slightly higher iron intake is going to impair blood sugar control. And then they suggest that maybe it's a microbiome effect. Maybe if you eat a lot of red meat, it damages the microbiome. We know the microbiome has a lot to do with metabolism. But eating red meat doesn't preclude eating a lot of beneficial high-fiber food that can balance the microbiome. What about the nitrites in cured meat? Well, nobody is suggesting that people consume a lot of luncheon meat, as many people in the red meat cohort did. And then, in case they're running out of reasons, they say maybe red meat is pro-inflammatory, but it's not, according to a comprehensive review that just came out. Our analysis does not support previous observational research associations linking red meat intake and inflammation. So what eludes the researchers, and this is the bottom line, is that folks who eat a lot of red meat might simply consume more calories and are more prone to becoming overweight, which is the key risk factor for diabetes. So I'm going to break that down in an article available in our newsletter next week, and you can take a look. And, again, an epic fail for the media in uncritically accepting the conclusions of this Harvard study. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. From Binghamton, New York, service dogs are not just used for physical disabilities, but for mental disabilities as well. Jeff Kreider is a retired Iraq combat veteran who has had his dog Abby since 2020. Due to his time in Iraq, he suffers from anxiety, PTSD, and depression. He explained that in 2019, he hit rock bottom and tried to commit suicide. After hitting his low point, his counselor suggested he get a service dog, and from then on, he never looked back. She's been on trains, planes, boats, and basically got me back to the person I used to be, Kreider said. Kreider and Abby are now volunteer advocates for Stand With Me, a nonprofit. He is a spokesperson giving presentations to the public on service dog work.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And the doctor's office is open. You can call. And we got plenty of time to answer your questions. We'll get to some of our recorded questions momentarily. But Halloween's coming up. And people are getting their costumes ready, and there's lots of ghoulish costumes, people drenched in blood with eyeballs gouged out. And it makes you wonder, why do people engage in this gruesome activity at the very self-same time when real barbarities and horrible things are happening in the world, where there are dismembered bodies and bullet holes in people. And it's quite a paradox that we celebrate ghoulishness at the very self-same time that humans engage in ghoulish behavior. But there's a very intriguing article in the Scientific American that is timely because it references the concept that humans have an innate desire to experience fear. We go into haunted houses, we dress up in scary costumes, and according to the authors of the study, a couple of interesting guys, a guy and a gal, Athena Actippus has a forthcoming book, A Field Guide to the Apocalypse, A Mostly Serious Guide to Surviving Our Wild Times. The other guy, Colton Scrivener, is a Dane. His forthcoming book is Dark Minds, Soft Hearts, The Science Behind Our Fascination with the Dark Side of Life. And what they're saying here, and I'm quoting from their article in Scientific American, our desire to experience fear, it seems, is rooted deep in our evolutionary past and can still benefit us today. In other words, there's an evolutionary advantage to this behavior. They say scary play, it turns out, can help us overcome fears and face new challenges, those that surface in our own lives and others that arise in the increasingly disturbing world we all live in. And the article continues, and it's based on experimental evidence with animals and humans. They say at first blush, getting close to danger seems like a bad idea. Why would natural selection have instilled in animals a curiosity about the very things they should be avoiding? But there is an evolutionary logic to these actions. Morbid curiosity is a powerful way for animals to gain information about the most dangerous things in their environment. And they cite evidence with antelopes who sometimes approach lions. They put themselves in harm's way, but in so doing, they condition themselves to the potential for the need to flee, to develop strategies, to observe the way that the lions behave. And this is part of the way that nature helps us deal with danger. They also say that scary play can help adults navigate fear and anxiety. And they cite an example. There's a place in Denmark called the Dystopia Haunted House. After about 45 minutes of being chased by zombies, monsters, and a pig man with a chainsaw, the visitors ran out of the haunted house and into some members of our research team, who then asked them how they felt. A huge portion said they had learned something about themselves and believed they had some personal growth during the haunt. In particular, they reported learning the boundaries of what they can handle and how to manage their fear. So rehearsing fear in the presence of danger may help us inoculate ourselves against the horror that sometimes confronts us in our day-to-day lives. So that's what Halloween is all about. So go out and put on a costume and celebrate, because there may be evolutionary advantages that these activities confer on us. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
With winter coming and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. In a moment, I'm going to recount something that I experienced in the office with a unusual vaccine side effect. But before we get to that, 877-726-8255 gets into the doctor's office, and we've got Jacob from Staten Island. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. A friend of mine, he's been prescribed a steroid. I think it may be prednisone for some condition. And he wanted to know, are there any supplements that one could take that would attenuate or reduce any of the side effects of steroid?
Yes. And, you know, so generally what steroids are prescribed for is to reduce inflammation. So when people need prednisone, it's not inappropriate to also prescribe some of the other natural anti-inflammatories like curcumin, boswellin, high-dose fish oil, and perhaps something called SPM. SPM is a pro-resolving mediator. It's a byproduct of fish oil. It's kind of like the business end of fish oil for combating inflammation. And I often recommend it to people taking prednisone, but also to offset the side effects of prednisone. You know, what does prednisone do? It can promote osteoporosis, so you may want to take a bone support supplement, something with a balance of calcium, magnesium, miproflavone, vitamin K2, ingredients like that that support bone, along with some DHEA. Because when you take prednisone, you suppress your adrenal production of DHEA. It goes way down. So for mood, to combat the catabolic effects of prednisone. Prednisone is a catabolic steroid. You want to take an anabolic steroid like DHEA. DHEA is not a powerful illicit anabolic steroid drug like bodybuilders abuse. But it is a mild anabolic that can balance the muscle wasting effects of prednisone. And so those are some of the things that I would recommend. I also would recommend a low-carb diet because prednisone can send your blood sugar through the roof. And so it behooves you not to eat a lot of sweets because you're going to turn into a butterball if you take prednisone. And eat a lot of carbohydrates. And finally, prednisone interrupts sleep. So take some melatonin at bedtime when you take the prednisone because it's going to actually help to restore your normal circadian rhythm. And I have an interesting story coming up for you later in the program. We'll talk a little bit about melatonin. And some of its beneficial effects. Melatonin has been in the crosshairs lately. A lot of people are criticizing melatonin. We don't know what's happening. A lot of people are taking it. What's going on? We haven't explored potential harmful side effects. What beneficial effect of melatonin has been discovered that I think you'll find quite intriguing. All right, 877-726-8255. You know, we're excited here on Intelligent Medicine to welcome a new sponsor. And, you know, we vet new sponsors very carefully. We don't want to turn you on to something which is not efficacious, so our standards are kind of high. If you're looking to maintain brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. Now, the name Quell, okay, is like kind of it deals with bringing down something like potentially inflammation. And comes from the word synapse, and synapses are the connections in the brain. The product is Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, for example, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best researched nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, which you may want to take to fend off cognitive decline, or there's Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support, for example. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn, and that's spelled with an E, T-H-O-R-N-E, There you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorne products. That's drhoffman.com/thorne for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel. All right, in the office the other day, and as so often happens, I share the office with colleagues with other medical specialties, and it's so often happens we have water cooler conversations, although there's no water cooler there. We just, you know, and we meet each other in the halls and we talk. And there's a neurologist in my office, and I ran into him. He was very excited. He said, "Let me tell you about this amazing case." And we're always very excited when we diagnose, especially some rare entity in medicine. And he says, "I have a patient with Parsonage-Turner syndrome." And I thought, you know, this is this the name of a rock group? Parsonage-Turner, like the Bachman-Turner Overdrive, you know, meets the Parsons family. I had never heard of it. But he said it's a vaccine reaction. And he describes a patient that he saw who, upon receiving a vaccine, had within a few hours severe, excruciating, debilitating neck and shoulder pain, weakness in the arm on the side where she received the vaccine. And so she went to get that checked out. And she said, "You just had the vaccine." They ignored that. They said, "Well, maybe you have a pinched nerve in your neck." So they, you know, did an MRI of her neck, and they said, "Well, you know, you really have a pinched nerve. We don't know exactly why you have the pain." So after a couple of doctors, she went to see the neurologist. She was taking all kinds of pain medication, virtually did nothing to assuage the pain, powerful opiate-like medications, Lyrica, Neurontin for nerve pain. Didn't help. And so it turns out that this is a known reaction to vaccines. And there's a case report here about two individuals with clinical presentations of Parsonage-Turner syndrome whose symptoms began 13 hours and 18 days following receipt of the Pfizer vaccine, and in the other case, the Moderna vaccine. So it definitely is a side effect of the current vaccines. It was actually known prior to COVID because rarely, occasionally, people had reactions to other vaccines. And what is likely happening there is there's a strong immune reaction locally, which is what the vaccine is designed to do. It triggers an immune reaction to get your immune system to wake up and have vigilance against the desired pathogen, you know, whether it be flu or whether it be shingles or whether it be COVID. And so this is a condition that can occur rarely. And, you know, it kind of speaks to the risk-benefit equation associated with this current booster campaign. COVID less prevalent, less severe, and we now have medications for people who are potentially a little more debilitated and at risk of serious COVID outcomes. And telling everybody under the sun to get a booster, especially low-risk individuals, especially children, especially toddlers, is a crazy policy. And I think the public is recognizing that because the latest statistics show just a 3% uptake of the vaccine. That's just 12 million people have bought into the new boosters. And it's lagging very much behind even the flu vaccine. People are more accepting of the flu vaccine because, yeah, it's tried and true. They've done it. You know, maybe it'll help a little bit. But there's not a lot of acceptance of the current COVID boosters. So, for example, Moderna, which soared to very high levels on the stock market. Over the past 6 months, there's been a 61% decrease in the stock price of Moderna. They reached a 52-week high of $217. Their low reached this month is $71. So the value of that stock virtually obliterated because they made a lot of it, and a lot of people invested in the company, and now they're saying, look, we've got big stockpiles of this. We can't sell it for blood or money. So I asked the neurologist, I said, did you report this vaccine reaction? Because there is this thing, VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reaction System, where you can report vaccine reactions. And, you know, and it as kind of a service to the public to increase awareness, to encourage research and investigation. He said, no. And I said, why? And he said, it's a hassle. It's a hassle to go into that reporting system. Then they may come back at you and they may say, well, you know, what are you like an anti-vaxxer? You know, why are you emphasizing this? Maybe it's just a coincidence. You know, it's doctors are beleaguered and they don't want additional work. So a lot of these vaccine reactions, they occur, doctors shrug their shoulders and say, okay, yeah, maybe it's related to the vaccine. Who knows? Maybe it's a coincidence. And then they don't report these reactions. And then I said, well, okay, you diagnosed this. You did the due diligence. Why don't you write a letter to the editor? You don't have to write a big detailed journal article on this. It takes a lot of time. You have to be an experienced journal article writer, medical researcher, you know, a physician on the front lines may not have the requisite time or skills to produce a high quality article. And he said, nah, I don't think so. I just, you know, I just diagnosed it. So, you know, that's kind of what we mean when these reported vaccine reactions are just kind of the tip of the iceberg of what may be out there. Hence, public distrust of the messaging from the powers that be, the White House, the CDC, and so on. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoflavanols on brain and heart function. Cocoflavanols share a similar mechanism with beetroot. They both boost nitric oxide. Nitric oxide increases artery flexibility, which improves circulation. A side-by-side comparison of 10 independent studies, 5 cocoflavanols and 5 beetroot, suggests that cocoflavanols increase artery flexibility by as much as 50% more than beetroot. Flavonatrol's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to flavonatrols.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes too. That's flavonatrols.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Generous community support. Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning, memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, pain control, inflammation, and immune responses. And so I was very gratified to see this article in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research, which is about the effects of CBD and a companion endocannabinoid, not an endocannabinoid, but in this case, well, it's an endocannabinoid, but you can also take it externally, called CBG. CBD and CBG may promote bone fracture healing, manage pain. Evidence from Penn State College of Medicine study in mice spurs development of clinical formulations. So the problem here is that according to the lead researcher, Dr. Rayad El Barberi, who's a professor of orthopedics and rehab at Penn State College of Medicine, current methods for managing pain, which are often NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, are not optimal. So, for example, when I broke my hip bicycle riding back in 2006, my orthopedic surgeons, I asked them, well, what can I take for the pain? And he said, well, you know, take Tylenol or Tylenol with codeine, but above all, don't take ibuprofen or medications that are NSAIDs. And I said, why? He said, well, NSAIDs do reduce pain, but they are anti-inflammatory, and inflammation is part of the healing process, which is a crucial first step in fracture healing. So what this researcher at Penn State says is that we need an alternative for pain management that does not prevent inflammation from occurring, because inflammation helps to knit the bones together. So if you block it, that's no good. All right, so they looked at mice and the ability of CBD and CBG to alleviate pain. And what they found is that the cannabinoids were comparable to the NSAIDs in their ability to manage pain. But the concern was, well, you know, maybe they're anti-inflammatory, maybe they'll interfere with bone healing. Well, au contraire, they were surprised to find that CBD and CBG helped with the fracture healing process. They looked under the microscope, and they studied the fracture healing process, and they also looked at the expression of disease of genes that are necessary for fracture healing. So they did a deep dive on the process of healing, and what they found is that CBD and CBG accelerated the process by which the body absorbs minerals to strengthen newly formed bones. Both treatments, Dr. L. Barbary said, both treatments led to higher bone volume fraction and mineral density than with NSAID treatments. And so the conclusion is that we need more investigation of the potential for CBD, not just to alleviate pain. We already know that it can help to alleviate pain, but its role in bone repair, which could be, you know, quite useful for people, you know, because fractures are extremely common. 178 million people worldwide suffer from bone fractures annually. All right, and good lead-in to talking about my favorite CBD brand. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients, the highest legally allowed, to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And by the way, the product that I find is a go-to for pain, and apropos of the CBD and CBG promoting bone fracture healing, is the Relief product. That incorporates several synergistic ingredients for pain. To learn more and to order, find out about all their products, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. All right, this item has to do with running. And, you know, if you can't run a marathon, you know, maybe you think, well, you know, I run a mile or two. You know, I'm not really getting all the benefits. It turns out even short runs have major health benefits, according to a big article in the Wall Street Journal. 15-year study on over 55,000 Americans aged 18 to 100 found that running just 5 to 10 minutes per day at a slow pace was associated with markedly reduced risks for all causes of death. It was also enough to extend a person's life by several years. So don't feel so guilty about my little run this morning. I just banged out a couple of miles. But that's going to make a difference in terms of my health outcomes. And also, in terms of cognitive benefits, you can't beat exercise. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with FullScript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden says there must be a path toward peace once the Israel-Hamas crisis is over, and he calls for renewed efforts for the so-called two-state solution. But Saturday at the Republican-Jewish Coalition Summit in Las Vegas, GOP presidential contenders criticized the president's Israel policy and what they saw as Democrats' failure to sufficiently condemn anti-Semitism across the United States. Former President Trump believes the violent Hamas attack would not have happened if he were still in the White House.
You've got to be strong, otherwise they're going to be taking over and they're going to be doing things that you wouldn't even believe. When I'm back in the White House, America's enemies will now once again, and they're going to know it, that if you try to kill our citizens, we will kill you. We will kill you.
Vivek Ramaswamy said Israel should feel free to abandon the myth of a two-state solution, while Florida Governor DeSantis says if elected president, he will not allow refugees from Gaza to live in the United States. This week, the Federal Reserve will decide what to do about interest rates. Should they be raised again to combat persistent inflation?
The central bank has already hiked rates 11 times since March of last year, raising the cost of borrowing for homes and cars. While at more than 20%, the average credit card rate has hit an historic high. This at a time when skyrocketing prices have forced many people to rely more heavily on credit cards to make ends meet. The general consensus among economists is that the Fed will refrain from raising rates at Wednesday's meeting, while not closing the door on the possibility of future rate hikes in the not-too-distant future. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Hong Kong court's dismissed a gun charge against a Washington state senator arrested after he carried a gun into the Chinese territory. Republican Jeff Wilson called the incident an honest mistake. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Bitcoin having another moment.
The world's largest cryptocurrency soared to almost $35,000 recently, marking its highest value in nearly 18 months. The recent rally for volatile Bitcoin coincides with the prospect of exchange-traded funds being launched based on spot Bitcoin. The industry advocates say that could make entering the cryptoverse easier while lowering some of the well-documented risks associated with investing in cryptocurrencies.
Jeremy House reports the green light from federal regulators hasn't arrived yet, but recent wins for some crypto fund managers with their applications for Bitcoin ETFs improved odds approval could be down the road and perhaps in the coming months. Still, much remains the same. College football, Georgia still number one, followed by Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, and Washington. More at townhall.com. The World Series this year has an unusual feel to it.
25 years after they first met as college students at Princeton, Chris Young and Mike Hazen facing off now in the Fall Classic. Hazen in year number 7 as general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Young in his third year as GM of the Texas Rangers. The two played baseball at Princeton, and Young, who stands 6'10", also played basketball. Game 3, Monday night in Phoenix, the series all tied at one game apiece. Jason Walker reporting.
A Georgia man has been arrested in connection with the death of the great-nephew of the late singer Nat King Cole. The 31-year-old was stabbed to death in Atlanta September 14th. Now, investigators charged the suspect with murder. The grandson was the grandson of Freddie Cole, one of Nat King Cole's three brothers. More at townhall.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. From Binghamton, New York, service dogs are not just used for physical disabilities, but for mental disabilities as well. Jeff Kreider is a retired Iraq combat veteran who has had his dog Abby since 2020. Due to his time in Iraq, he suffers from anxiety, PTSD, and depression. He explained that in 2019, he hit rock bottom and tried to commit suicide. After hitting his low point, his counselor suggested he get a service dog, and from then on, he never looked back. She's been on trains, planes, boats, and basically got me back to the person I used to be, Kreider said. Kreider and Abby are now volunteer advocates for Stand With Me, a nonprofit. He is a spokesperson giving presentations to the public on service dog work.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Real Straight Bell, and coming up first, we'll have the amateur detectives Jerry and Pam North. And then later, a different married couple. A tandem playing it all for laughs, as we'll hear Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce as the couple next door. Despite the tremendous chemistry on display, both Lynch and Bunce, as well as the two folks we are about to hear, were not married in real life, just plain loving couples for the radio audience. The lead actor Richard Denning had plenty of practice at this, having already starred as Lucille Ball's spouse on the comedy show My Favorite Husband. And just like his work with Lucy, Denning was a perfect fit working alongside Barbara Britton. But they weren't the original Mr. and Mrs. North, though. Prior to them, Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost were Jerry and Pam. The radio series had debuted back in 1942, but the episode we have right now, Touch of Death, originally aired in syndication in the early 1950s. Enjoy.
Where's Steve Decker, Tempelo?
Right here, Lieutenant.
Bill, look.
Be careful, Bill. He's got a gun.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Touch of Death.
Thank you.
the second floor of a small midtown Manhattan building, the lights burn late again tonight, burn as late as they do most every night, and burn as bright as the warped ambition which fires old Pietro Tampolo.
Veni, Steve. Benveni. Yeah. Ah, now. Ah, second. Second, you hear. Second. No, too slow. And the arm is bent. Bad. Bad. No.
What the devil did you do that for?
Your foil. Pick it up.
I almost broke my wrist.
Pick up your foil, Steve.
Forget it, Meister. I'm quitting for tonight.
Quick.
Look, it's late.
Your riposte is like an old woman swatting flies. You disengage with the speed of an earthworm. In 2 weeks, you enter the nationals, but it is always quick.
Maestro, it's 11 o'clock. We've been at this.
Your wife can wait. A national championship cannot.
It's not Rose. I have an appointment. A business appointment.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yes. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I cannot afford to be always waiting for tomorrow.
What is that supposed to mean?
Steve, Filio, there is something you do not know. About me, I mean.
What's that?
Sit.
Maestro,
Please. One moment.
Okay.
Filio, you remember, a few weeks ago, I was not well.
Yeah?
My doctor examined me and suggested I consult a heart specialist.
A heart specialist?
Yes. I went to him, the specialist, a Dr. Page, and after tests and examinations, he told me that even by living quietly, he could not guarantee that I would live more than a year. 18 months at the most.
Maestro.
I did not want to tell you this, Steve, but I must. So you will understand if I seem impatient with you. Time suddenly has become a very precious thing.
But if this is true, Maestro, you can't go on fencing.
What do you suggest I do? Sit and wait until my time is gone? I have no intention of dying until I have taught you all I know. Until I see you win the national title. Until Steve Decker, a Tampolo champion, qualifies for the Olympic team. Not many people could understand this, Steve, but you can. I know you can, because you love fencing as I do. So, be patient with my impatience, huh? Now, pick your foil.
Maestro, I have an appointment.
So have I, but let them wait. En garde!
Pam, dear, I'm home.
Holy
Pam, what the...
Oh, Jerry. Oh, Jerry, darling, are you all right?
Sure, fine, just dandy. Come home from a week out of town and get impaled on the point of a sword.
Darling, I'm sorry, really. You just opened the door in the middle of my lunch.
Yeah, well, if you'd just be
Jerry,
a little more...
Jerry, point that scowling face
careful,
of yours.
After all,
please. There now. Better?
Yeah, sorry I blew up, darling, but... Well, I hate to have my own wife make shish kebab out of me.
Well, somehow you wouldn't look your best wearing a mushroom.
Yeah. Just how did this toad stabber get into our family anyway?
When a woman's husband runs off and leaves her for a week just so he can make a living, the woman gets bored and restless.
Yeah, the tragedy of modern marriage.
But the more I need exercise, so I enrolled in the fencing school.
Well, couldn't you be happy with knee bends and push-ups?
The best fencing school in the city. Run by the oldest, sweetest, wildest-eyed, most temperamental Italian champion you've ever seen.
Oh?
The great Pietro Tampolo.
Pietro who?
Tampolo. Watch this lunge.
Pam, careful, the lamp!
Oh, dear. Maestro Tampolo would hate me for that.
Sit down, Stephen. Sit down. It is good seeing you again.
I bet. Well, I'm here now. What do you want?
Some funds I was expecting from another source did not materialize, Stephen. So I must ask you to pay something on the loan I extended to you.
How much do you want?
Half.
2,000?
Two. Oh, no, Stephen. 4.
What?
4,000.
What are you talking about? 4,000 was all you gave me.
True. But what with the accumulated interest and other factors, the price is 8,000. And I want half. 4. now.
But I don't have $4,000.
Then I would suggest that you get it.
I can't get it. Two, maybe. Yes, but...
Sorry, Stephen. When I say four, I mean four. And if you cannot get it for me, then I'm afraid I must take your collateral and raise the money elsewhere.
You can't sell those trophies.
Those trophies. Would you like to see them once again, Stephen?
Oh, listen, Duchess.
I keep them here in this cabinet. Oh, out of sight, naturally. Look at them. Only Tampolo would have such trophies. Antique goblets set with priceless gems.
He won them years ago. And I won them just the way he did.
If the maestro only knew how lightly you have treated them.
You know why I did it. I was desperate. Rose was sick.
We all have our misfortunes, Stephen. But we cannot expect others to pay for them. Did you have a drink?
Those trophies aren't worth $8,000.
But your reputation as a fencer, that is worth it, no?
What do you mean?
The stringent rule that governs all American amateur athletics. Any participant deriving commercial gain from medals or trophies is to be disqualified.
All right, just a minute.
Too bad. With the national tournaments a mere 2 weeks away.
I can't raise 4,000, I tell you.
And Tampolo?
Listen, Duchess, Tampolo is sick.
Oh?
He hasn't very long to live.
I am sorry.
The one thing he's living for is to see a Tampolo man win the national title, to see a protege of his qualify for the Olympic team.
And you, Stephen? You are favored to win, no?
I suppose so, yes.
Ah, shame. An American Olympic champion degraded by scandal. Fuel for anti-American propaganda.
Can't I make you understand? I don't have $4,000.
Tampolo is worth many times that much. And he would do anything to protect his reputation and yours.
I can't ask him for money.
No? Then I shall.
I'd kill you first.
Drink? Here, drink from a goblet set with jewels. A gift to Pietro Tampolo from Count Freiheaven Lai.
You miserable oak!
$4,000, Stephen.
You stay away from Tampolo, or I'll kill you.
Plus the price of repairing that goblet.
Steve, you haven't touched your breakfast.
What?
Your breakfast.
Oh, I'm not hungry, Rose.
I didn't hear you get home last night. What time was it?
Oh, I don't know. It's after 2.
Oh? Were you working with Tampolo all that time?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I just asked.
You don't believe me?
No, Steve. I called Tampolo's at 1. I didn't get an answer.
Well...
And you were pacing the living room at 4 this morning. You didn't go to bed at all last night. Something's wrong, Steve.
Yeah.
What?
Rose... How much money do we have in bonds now?
$2,300. Why?
I need it.
What for?
Look, Rose, it's a long story.
Longer than it took us to save $2,300? What do you want it for, Steve?
Okay, I'll tell you. A year ago last winter, when you were sick and I was out of a job,
I borrowed
some money. I told you I'd put Tampolo's trophies in the safe deposit vault at the bank. It wasn't true. I used them to get the money.
Go on.
I got it. $4,000 from an old woman named Maria Kubek. She calls herself a duchess. She knew Tampolo in Europe years ago before the First War. I met her at Tampolo's and...
And to make a long story short, she wants some money.
$4,000.
But if she wants $4,000 now, how will $2,300 help?
I figure if I go to her with that much cash, she might listen to reason.
I'm sorry, Steve. But you can't have those bonds.
Rose...
I mean it. If you take the last cent we have in the world and give it to this Duchess woman, we're through.
But the trophies...
Let her keep the stupid trophies. Listen to me, Steve. For 5 years, you've let the obsession of an egocentric old man run our lives. Just because he took you in and fed you and put a few clothes on your back when you were a kid.
Well, don't you think I owe him something for that?
Don't you think you owe something to yourself and to me? Good Lord, Steve, you're a man now. You're not a kid anymore. You're getting too old for games. Who cares if you win 1,000 national fencing titles?
Oh, Rose, please. I know how you feel. I don't blame you, but fencing is Tompolo's life.
Then let him have it.
Rose, honey, listen to me. Last night, Tompolo told me something. He's sick, Rose. It's his heart. His doctor gives him a year, 18 months at the most.
That's the best news I've heard in 5 years.
Oh, you don't mean that.
I do.
Can't you understand this title? I want to give it to him. I have to give it to him.
All right, Steve. Go ahead. Give the Duchess our money and Tompolo his title. But when you're through, don't you bother to come home. I won't be here.
Mr. and Mrs. North will return right after this short break.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen, everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store ready. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to Mr. and Mrs. North on When Radio Was.
On guard. Now, lunge. Ah, the left foot must be stationary, Mrs. North.
Can't help it. It sneaks up on me.
How's she doing, Mr. Tompolo?
Ah, Mr. North.
Hello, Jerry.
About done with your lesson, dear?
Almost.
An apt pupil of the foyer wife. You do any fencing, Mr. North?
No. My sport is crossword puzzles.
Yeah, but fencing is much more than a sport, my friend.
That's it, Mr. Tompolo. Talk him into it.
Fencing is a science, an art. It demands the grace and speed born of the dance, the strength born of battle, the courage born of the death struggle.
Sounds pretty grim.
I think it's romantic.
Ah, yes, romantic. Grim, it is both. The duel has been outlawed, but death is still the third man on the strip.
Golly, I'd better practice my lunge.
Yes, let us try again, Mrs. North.
All right,
Well, for Pam.
What?
Look who's here.
Bill Wigand.
Pam and Jerry, say, what are you doing here?
I've taken up fencing to reduce.
Yeah, and if she doesn't stop practicing at home, I'm going to wind up lighter by one head. What brings you here, Bill?
I'm looking for Mr. Tempelo.
I am Tempelo.
Maestro, this is Lieutenant Wigand of Homicide.
How do you do, Tempelo?
A pleasure. But, Homicide?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to come down to headquarters with me, Mr. Tempelo. Oh. I'd like to ask you some questions.
Questions about what?
Now, you're acquainted with a Maria Kubek, a woman who called herself the Duchess.
Yes. What about her?
She's dead. She's been murdered.
Jerry?
Hmm?
How long's Bill had the maestro in there?
About a half hour. I don't get it. Why did Bill want us to come down here anyway? We've never heard of this Duchess.
I know. I don't understand it. Oh, wait. Here's Bill.
Pam, Jerry, come on in.
Okay.
I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Sit down.
Okay, thanks.
Where's Mr. Tompolo?
I had one of the men take him home. You know, he's a lot sicker than he admits, and this hit him pretty hard.
Well, how come? Was the Duchess a friend of his?
No, not particularly. He says he knew her only slightly.
Who was she anyway, Bill?
Sort of a cosmopolitan, extortionist, blackmailer, and all-round con woman. Old, but not mellow.
Well, then why should Mr. Tompolo be so upset?
You know Steve Decker.
Decker?
Well, I do. I've met him at Tompolo's style. He's Tompolo's protege.
Yeah?
He's one of the best, if not the best, fencer in the country.
I know. Tompolo told me all about him. He practically raised Decker. He took him in after Decker's parents were killed in an accident when Decker was only 14 or 15.
Well, what does Steve Decker have to do with this?
Well, as far as we know, he was the last person to see the Duchess alive. He also may have been the first one to see her dead.
You think he...
According to the elevator boy in the Duchess apartment house, Decker called on the old woman last night at about 12:30. And he was back this morning just before noon. And the Duchess died sometime between 12 and 2 this afternoon.
Hmm.
We found Decker's fingerprints all over the apartment and this lying on the rug.
Hmm. What is it?
It looks like a ruby.
It is.
I didn't know they came that small. What's it from?
Well, it could be from a ring, but I doubt it. We checked every piece of jewelry the Duchess owned. No luck.
Well, think it came from something else?
Did Steve Decker wear much jewelry, Pam?
No, he wasn't the type.
Well, no watches or stick pins or cufflinks, that sort of thing?
Not that I particularly noticed.
Well, look, Bill, if you think that ruby belongs to Decker, why don't you ask him about it?
I'd like to, but I can't.
Can't? Why?
He's disappeared.
Brother, am I hungry.
So am I. Why don't you get the waiter in order?
I've been trying to, but every time I wave at him, he waves back.
Very friendly place.
Mm. Hey, Pam, dear, didn't anyone ever tell you that it's impolite to read at the table? What the devil is the magazine you're so interested in?
The Fencing League Bulletin. It was in the mailbox when I left for Tampa this afternoon. I put it in my purse.
Well, read it later, will you?
All right. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. But look at this. A picture of Steve Decker. Isn't he handsome?
Yeah.
He's favored to win the national title. Here's a long story about him.
Well, let's see.
I'll try my luck at getting the waiter.
Okay. Pam.
What?
Hey, did you read this story about Decker?
Not all of it. Why?
Well, did you see this? Listen. Decker has won every trophy donated to the league by Pietro Tompolo, his instructor.
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah, but listen. Included among the trophies is the famous Von Lasser Cup, donated by the Austrian nobleman Count Freiherr von Lasser and originally won by Tompolo in Vienna in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
The cup, inset with small rubies.
Rubies?
Rubies.
Oh, Jerry, do you suppose the ruby Bill found it?
I don't know.
Well, what would Tampolo's trophies have been doing in the Duchess apartment?
Oh, I don't know that either.
Well, Bill ought to see this.
He was on his way to talk to Mrs. Decker when we left him, so he won't be back in his office yet. Look, we'll wait until...
No, we won't. We'll go to Mrs. Decker's, too.
But, Pam, look. Hey, the waiter's coming.
Good. We'll wave to him from the door.
Yeah.
Mrs. Decker?
Yes?
I'm Lieutenant Wigand.
Oh, yes, the officer I spoke to on the telephone. Come in, please.
Thank you. There are a few questions I want to ask you, Mrs. Decker.
I'll tell you anything I can, Lieutenant.
You told me on the phone you don't know where your husband is.
And I still don't.
Well, have you any idea where he might be?
No. Have you asked Pietro Tompolo?
Yes.
Well, if he doesn't know, no one does. Tompolo owns Steve, every insurance. If it weren't for Tompolo...
Steve wouldn't be in this mess.
Oh, why not?
You wouldn't understand. I don't know that I understand it. This insane fanaticism of Tompolo's for fencing and the way he's played on Steve's feeling of obligation to him to turn him into a ridiculous puppet.
Mrs. Decker, have you ever seen this before?
Oh, where did you get that?
It was on the floor of the living room in Maria Kubek's apartment.
And the trophies?
Trophies?
The Tompolo trophy Steve had won. Well,
there was nothing like that in the apartment.
Oh. Then Steve did kill her. Tompolo could even get him to kill.
What do you mean?
Oh, the Duchess was blackmailing Steve. She loaned him money on the trophies, and then she threatened to have him disqualified for the national title tournament. She demanded $4,000 immediately.
And he didn't have it?
No, only $2,300. That was all we had in the world, but he took it, hoping she'd listen to reason. May I answer it?
Well, certainly. Go ahead.
Hello?
Rose?
Oh, it's you. Hello?
You're not alone?
No.
The police?
Yes.
Listen, Rose. I'm going to Tempelo's. Meet me there, but be careful you're not followed.
All right.
As soon as possible.
That was your husband.
Yes.
Where is he?
With the maestro. Where else?
Tompolo?
Yes.
You want to come?
No. Steve shouldn't have called me. He knows how I feel. I told him this morning. I never want to see him again.
Sorry, Mrs. Decker.
Oh, Pam and Jerry.
Bill, we've got something to tell you.
Look, we'll get in my car, and you can tell me on the way to Tempelo's.
Tempelo's? What are we going there for?
To get Steve Decker.
When I walked in, the Duchess was lying on the floor, dead. And the trophies were gone.
Oh, Steve, Theo.
I didn't kill her, Pietro, I swear.
Then who, Steve, who...
don't know.
Rose?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is it, Filio? Is it ridiculous to think she may have been afraid the Duchess would accept the $2,300 you were going to offer?
Why would she take the trophies?
They have a certain monetary value.
Oh, no, but to think that Rose...
Or she may have taken them knowing that if they were left behind, you and I would be incriminated. She could not foresee that the police had other ways of knowing that we were acquainted with the Duchess. Filio, you must give yourself up.
And implicate Rose?
But if she killed...
She didn't.
You do not know that, nor do I, or the police.
No, but...
And to run and hide as you are doing is, in the eyes of the police, an admission of guilt. Now, please, Steve, Filio, all that we have worked for, dreamed of from the day you came to me as a mere boy. All the hours, the days, the years...
Oh, in the name of heaven, can't you forget fencing even now?
No.
Well, you might as well forget it, Pietro, because I'm through.
Steve!
I'm not going to compete for the national title.
But no one knows that you use the trophies to get money. And no one need know it can be our secret.
It has nothing to do with it. I hate fencing. I loathe
it. No, Filio, no. You must not say such a thing.
I've catered to your insanity on this subject long enough, Pietro. Too long.
Steve, Steve.
Who's that?
Go into the other room.
Tompolo, open up.
They're coming.
Lieutenant Wygand, Mr. and Mrs. North.
Where's Steve Decker, Tempelo?
Steve? But what makes you think he's here?
We know he is, Tempelo. His wife told me.
And she told him about the Duchess having the trophies.
Where's Decker, Tempelo?
Right here, Lieutenant.
Steve!
Look out, Bill.
He's got a gun.
And I know how to use it, Mrs. North.
Now, don't be a fool, Decker. Put that down.
And I'm ready to use it, Lieutenant. I'm leaving here, and anyone who tries to stop me is going to get hurt.
No, Steve, please. Put the gun away.
You're just making things tougher for yourself, Decker.
Lieutenant, make him give up that gun.
I'm afraid he's dealing, Tompolo.
Listen to the lieutenant, maestro. Get away from that door.
Lieutenant, he did not kill the Duchess. It was Rose.
Rose?
His wife? That's a lie.
Please, Steve, it is not too late. The money you got for the trophies, we will ask the league for a hearing.
Forget it, maestro. You can't save anything out of this. Now get away from that door.
No, Filio, you are not a killer. You will not use that gun.
I will. You get away from that door, or I'll shoot.
Do as he says, Tompolo.
My life is over. I have no fear of that gun.
Skip the hero act, Tompolo.
Give me the gun, Steve.
Stay away from me, Pietro. I swear. I shoot.
You have your choice, Steve. Shoot or hand me the gun.
I don't want to hurt you, Pietro, but I will if you don't...
Shoot or hand me the gun.
Forget it, Tampolo. Don't press your luck.
Watch it, Tampolo.
Please, Maestro.
You are not a killer, Filio.
Brother.
Come on, Decker.
No. No, Lieutenant. Not Steve. You want me.
You?
Yes. I followed Steve to his meeting with the Duchess last night. I heard their conversation. Today I returned to her apartment. She was willing to destroy Steve's reputation and my dream. I destroyed her.
You killed her?
Yes. I thought I might forestall this moment, but... Well, a doctor's verdict or a jury's verdict, does it matter?
Maestro, I don't...
Steve, keep the blade low. More speed when you disengage and... Lieutenant.
Okay, Tampolo, let's go.
Now, what did I tell you? Isn't it a lot of fun, darling?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Great.
Well, shall we give it another whirl?
Oh, why not?
Here we go.
Okay. En garde.
En garde.
Of course, I wouldn't say this demands the grace and speed born of the dance.
Or the strength born of battle and the courage born of the death struggle. But, girlies, I don't know why we didn't buy a ping pong table long ago.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Touch of Death, recorded and syndicated in 1953, indeed starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Those two would also play those characters on the television version of Mr. and Mrs. North, which aired for a couple of seasons around the same time. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, it's the comedy of The Couple Next Door, right after this break.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice, telling any who will listen... A Tale of the Uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men... would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you run a small business, you should know not all months are created equal. In your small business, you have seasonality, meaning the natural ebbs and flows of your customers and your sales. Some months might be great, and some months are not great, and they may be affected by the season. The classic example is an ice cream store. store isn't that busy in the winter compared to when it's hot in the summer. You need to know your seasonality so you can plan your revenue, your cash flow, and your expenses. That way, you won't be spending a ton of money in a month that you know is going to have low revenue. Compute your seasonality and your cash flow will improve.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for a couple characters created by Peg Lynch and originally featured in the 1940s quarter-hour comedy program, The Adventures of Ethel and Albert. Well, Lynch brought them back to radio in the late 1950s as The Couple Next Door. Once again, her co-star was Alan Bunce, and they'll be joined in this episode by Francine Myers' daughter, Betsy. The announcer is Stuart Metz, and it's from February 13, 1958.
The Couple Next Door. Written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Can I answer it, Mommy?
Yes, all right, dear. Go ahead.
Hello? Yes. Fine. Uh-huh. All right. Mommy!
Yes, all right, dear. Thank you, Betsy. Thanks, darling. Hello? Yes. Oh, hi, Ruth. Oh, she loves to answer it. Yeah. Huh? Oh, gee, we can't. We're going out tonight.
Daddy's home. He just drove in. Mommy?
Yes, we sold our house. Uh-huh. Well,
Mommy!
Yes, I know. I heard you. Thank you. Now, Mommy's talking on the phone. I'm sorry, Ruth. Yes. Oh, very suddenly. No, we never thought of selling. We got by accident this wonderful offer.
Hi, Daddy.
Look, Ruth, let me call you tomorrow and I'll tell you all about it. All right, fine. I'm sorry we can't come over tonight. Okay, Ruth. Goodbye.
Oh, boy, if I had a day. Everything has gone wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Hi.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Puddin'. How are you?
All right.
Harry borrowed my car this morning and apparently backed into a stone wall or something and scratched the fender. Great big scratch all along the fender.
Oh, well, look, we have to hurry, dear.
You're so darn mad. Probably cost me $20 or $30 to get it fixed. Harry said he'd pay for it, but you know what it's like trying to get any money out of that guy.
Uh-huh. There's a clean shirt, underwear, and socks all upstairs on the bed. Now, I'm all ready except my dress. You shower and shave,
I've been
honey.
So careful with that car, you know. It doesn't have another scratch on it.
Uh-huh. Well, now we have to hurry. Tell me about
it later. On top of that, which happened this morning, then this noon Miss Jackson walks in and says she's quitting, getting married.
Well, dear, she has a right to get married.
Right in the middle of our February sales campaign?
Now, look, get
dressed. Oh, and then tonight, right after I left the office,
honey,
see?
Please, look at the time. I've got to get Betsy fit and pack her nighty. She's going to spend the night with Mary Lou Kendall.
Daddy, I'm going to stay overnight with Mary Lou.
Uh-huh, that's nice. I'll bet Harry never pays a dime for that fender.
Please, dear, go on upstairs. Go on now. Will you
shower? I've always taken such good care of that car, and then Harry had to go and scratch it up.
I guess this wasn't Daddy's day.
No, I guess this wasn't Daddy's day. Come on, you eat your dinner, and then we'll pack your nighty and drop you off on the way to the party.
Mommy?
Yes, now come on out the kitchen now, will you?
Mommy, I don't think I want to stay overnight with Mary Lou now.
Betsy, we went through all that. Now, you insisted on doing it. There's no time to change plans. Now, Mommy and Daddy are going to a party, and let's not let anything happen to upset Daddy any more today, huh? Now, come on, dear.
We'll return to The Couple Next Door in just a moment. You hear a lot about America's new leisure these days, but take a look at almost anybody's weekend, including your own, and you'll find everybody busier than they ever were. Everywhere things are humming, and everywhere you'll find most everybody adding a pleasant new dimension to their activities with a radio nearby. There's music and entertainment to liven the passing hours, and most especially over the weekend, there are regular up-to-the-minute news reports. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're in touch with the whole world with CBS Radio's 35 regular news broadcasts scheduled every weekend. In addition, with the whole CBS News staff around the world constantly on the alert for any unusual developments, you can count on immediate and comprehensive reports, whatever the hour, in case of any critical news flash. Some of America's most able and distinguished reporters comprise the CBS News staff. Keep up with the world with the regular CBS News broadcast every weekend on CBS Radio.
Well, how are you coming along up here, dear. Did you get showered and shaved?
Yeah. What do you think about just sending Harry the bill?
Where's my nail polish? What, dear?
What do you think about just sending Harry the bill?
What bill?
The bill? When I get the scratch on the fender fixed.
Oh, the fender.
Huh?
I don't know, dear. You still thinking about that? Where is my nail polish?
Oh, I didn't tell you what else happened to me today. I got shortchanged at the cigar store.
No.
Yeah, I went in, asked for a pack of cigarettes, gave him a $10 bill, and he gives me change for a one.
No.
Yeah.
You got shaving cream on your ear.
No.
The other one.
Huh?
Why is it when you point to one side of the face, people always feel the other side?
Yeah. Anyhow, so I said, I beg your pardon. I was going to be very nice about it, you know.
Listen, the Richardsons are going to be at Claire's, so please don't let him get you in a long-winded argument about politics.
So I said, I beg your pardon. I said, I gave you a $10 bill.
Uh-huh.
Well, he looked so surprised. $10 bill, he said. Oh, no, you didn't. You gave me a one. Well, that burned me up. Right away, I could see I was going to be, you know, get into one of those things with him, with me claiming it was a 10 spot, which it was, and him claiming it was only a one, you know?
Yeah, huh? You're tying your tie around. Let me do it.
All right. Anyhow, I thought, all the business I've given that guy.
Hold
I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I told him so, too, you know. Huh. I always get all my cigarettes and pipe tobacco in there. You figure out a pack of cigarettes a day, 365 days a year.
Yeah, you don't buy cigarettes in there on Saturday and Sunday, dear.
Well, roughly speaking, I must give that guy at least $100 a year in business. You got that,
dear? You spend that much on smoking?
Well, anyhow, I turned to the guy standing next to me at the cigar counter, and I asked him...
Yeah, there. All right, your tie's off.
You got it?
It looks fine. Yeah, it looks fine.
I turned to this guy, and I said, I beg your pardon, but didn't you see me put down a $10 bill? Well, this guy was so dumb, he just said, I didn't see anything. I just came in. Well, he didn't just come in at all. He'd been standing right there during the whole thing.
Oh, gee, my hair looks terrible.
Well, I knew that I had put down a $10 bill, you see.
Zip my dress up the back, will you?
So, and the reason I knew it was a 10...
Zip my dress, will you,
All right. Well, turn around.
I am around there.
And the reason I knew it was a 10 was that's all I had in my wallet, you know?
Yeah, listen, don't tell that story about the hula dancer tonight either. I don't think it's funny.
All right, okay. See, I had just looked in my wallet and remembered that I hadn't cashed the check today, which I meant to do. All I had was a 10, you see?
Uh-huh.
So I knew.
Yes. Uncle George always told me that when you give a clerk a $5 bill, you should always say 5, you know, or if it's a 10, you should say 10.
As a matter of fact, it's a darn good idea.
Mommy!
I said I was going to stay right there until I got the correct change.
Mommy?
I told him.
More laughs from the couple next door are coming up after this brief intermission.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was.
I don't want to sleep over there tonight.
You go in there and pack your night in your bathrobe and slippers. I thought that's what you were doing.
I said I'd stay right in that store all night if I had to. Where are my shoes?
Yeah, I put them right by the bed right
there. Oh, yeah, so?
I'm not going to sleep over there.
Now, look here, Betsy, you wanted to. This afternoon you begged and begged. I said I'd get a babysitter to stay here with you, but no, you were determined to go over to Mary Lou's, and it's too late now to change plans. Mommy and Daddy are in a hurry.
I didn't get unpleasant, you know. I didn't raise my voice or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just told him perfectly. Perfectly calmly, I was going to stay right there until I got the correct change, because I knew...
What's the matter?
I busted a shoelace.
Oh.
Look at it.
Well, you haven't any other shoelaces either. For those shoes, you'll have better tie a knot in it, dear.
No, why
And
is
put
it?
Your toothbrush and toothpaste in your suitcase, too, Betsy.
No, Mommy, I don't want to go now.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you.
Oh,
Betsy,
look at this shoelace. I can't tie it. It's too
I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
Daddy?
No.
Pack your suitcase. Pack your suitcase now.
What? Suitcase? What are you talking about?
She's got to take her nightie and her bathrobe and her slippers.
What? Why? Where's she going?
Oh, I told you. She's staying overnight at Mary Lou Kendall's.
I'm not either.
Well, I didn't know anything about it. I
told you when you came home.
Well, I didn't hear you. What's the problem?
She begged and begged to stay overnight.
Look, can you tie this shoelace?
Put your foot up, and now she doesn't want to, and I think you should talk to her.
Well, go pack your suitcase and do as your mother tells you.
No.
What did you say?
Nothing.
You go in your room and pack that suitcase. Now march and wipe that look off your face. Go on.
Yeah, I tied your shoelace. Now get your coat on.
Thank you. I don't know where she gets her temper. All right, now what does that look mean?
Nothing, dear.
Well, now what does it mean?
Well, you do have a bit of a temper, dear.
I do? Well, I most certainly do not. I am really very even-tempered.
All right, honey, you are.
I don't know how you can say a thing like that.
Get your coat on, dear.
Yeah. All right, where was I?
Where were you? You were sitting on the bed. What?
No. I was telling you about this guy who shortchanged me.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. How do I look?
You look very nice. Oh. Lovely. So I told him I was standing right there, you know, and I was going to stay right in that store until I got the correct change.
Uh-huh, yeah. You all ready now?
Yeah. Oh,
come on, let's go down.
Told him I'd been a steady customer there for years, you know, that I'd gone out of my way many times just to patronize his store.
Oh, there's my girl. Did you get your suitcase all packed?
Yes.
Well, you come on downstairs,
I said, this is the thanks I get for giving you business.
Uh-huh. Betsy, don't trip now.
Well, I'll say this much for him. He got pretty upset about the whole thing. And finally, he said...
Yeah, you want to get our coats out here?
Yeah. All right. Finally, he said, well, all right. We all make mistakes. I thought it was a 1, but if you say it was a 10, okay. So, well, the upshot of it was, he finally gave me the change.
Here's your hat, Betsy. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was too bad, dear.
Too bad. I just told you he finally gave me the right change.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's fine, darling. Uh-huh.
Didn't you listen to anything I said?
Yes, I heard the whole thing. I just missed the last part.
Yeah, the whole point to it, of course.
Come on, get your coat on. You got your suitcase, Betsy?
Yes. I'm not going to like staying over there.
Well, you're going to stay there anyhow. You begged and begged to go. Now you've got your keys, dear.
Well, let me look.
Come on, Betsy. Now, dear, let us not stay late, whatever we do. Come on. What's the matter? Come on, why are you just staring at me? Don't I look all right?
Where are you going?
Where am I going? Why, we're going to Claire Madden's dinner party.
I'm not going to any Claire Madden's dinner party. I'm going to the Chamber of Commerce banquet.
Chamber of Commerce banquet?
Chamber of Commerce banquet? I told you last week I was going to that banquet tonight.
This is the first I've heard of the Chamber of Commerce.
You crazy? I told
you. You never said one word about it. I asked you last Sunday when Claire called and invited us, and I said, is that all right with you? And you said, yes, fine.
This is the first I've heard of any Claire Madden inviting us to dinner.
Come on, let's go.
Come back in the house, Betsy, and close the door. Your father and I have something to talk about.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Right now, in countries behind the Iron Curtain, millions of truth dollars are helping to spread the tenets of democracy. You, as an American citizen, with your dollars can sponsor A Minute of Truth, broadcast by Radio Free Europe. These broadcasts send hope and courage to more than 70 million people who are struggling to free themselves of tyranny. The people who live behind the Iron Curtain are of vital importance to us. One of the greatest contributions you can make to uphold their morale is your truth dollars sent to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
You might just as well stop saying you told me, and I said, yes, yes, fine, because this is the first I've heard of Claire Madden giving a dinner party.
You were sitting right there in the big chair.
I don't know where I was sitting.
In the big chair, dear. It was Sunday, and I answered the phone.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I am going to the Chamber of Commerce banquet.
You can't, dear. This is Claire and Jim's anniversary. She's making a big thing of it. What would I tell her? She's got all her seating arrangements at the table. There'd be an empty place, and that spoils everything.
I have looked forward to this banquet.
May I ask just where did you think I was going? You saw me getting all dressed up.
I don't know. I wasn't even thinking.
Did you think I was going to the Chamber of Commerce banquet?
No, I did not. You couldn't go. It's a stag affair. It always is.
Well, then where did you think I was going? Didn't you even wonder?
I don't know.
You mean you could see me getting all dressed up in an evening dress, rushing to go someplace, you're in the same room, and you don't even wonder
I wasn't paying any attention to you. I was busy getting dressed myself. I was thinking of Harry and my fender, if you want to know. That guy who shortchanged me.
What's the matter?
Well, your father and I have just had a little misunderstanding, I guess.
I told you, I distinctly remember telling you that on Wednesday I had a Chamber of Commerce banquet. In fact, I remember...
Wednesday?
Yes, yes, and I remember
this is Thursday. This is Thursday. It is. Well, look here on the calendar. I know it's Thursday. I had a dental appointment.
I thought this was Wednesday.
Why, no, dear, this is Thursday.
Well, what happened to Wednesday?
I guess it was yesterday. It generally is.
That banquet was last night, and I missed it.
Well, I'm sorry.
What'd we do?
Nothing. We sat here. We played some Scrabble, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it gives you a funny feeling to lose a whole day out of a week.
Well, all the excitement of selling the house and all that, I suppose.
I have looked forward to that banquet. We were having a speaker I wanted to hear.
Oh, dear.
And I sit home and play Scrabble.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it now. Come on, thank goodness you're all dressed up for Claire's dinner.
I can't get over it. I can't see what happened to Wednesday.
Well, it was here.
Can we go? Gee, I'm getting hot sitting here with my stuff on.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on. Well, now what's the matter?
We signed the first papers for the sale of the house yesterday. That was Wednesday, huh?
Yes. What now?
I stopped on my way home and I bought that sports shirt.
So?
It cost me $8.95, and I gave the fellow a $10 bill. So today all I had in my wallet was a one.
Oh, honey, and you raised all that fuss at the cigar store. Well, dear, you can stop in tomorrow and apologize and pay him back. Now, come on, for once, let's be on time.
Oh. Poor Daddy, this isn't your day.
Oh, boy, this isn't my week.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.
The Couple Next Door from February 13th, 1958. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Mr. and Mrs. Norr starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. And my question this time is about her. Britton made her film debut in the 1941 Western Secret of the Wastelands, which was just one of a series of a whopping 66 movies starring a familiar Wild West hero. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido.
I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about actress Barbara Britton's film debut. It was in the 1941 Western Secret of the Wastelands, which was the 38th of an incredible 66 William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy motion pictures. I'm Greg Bell, and please remember to visit our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.